3, 2, 1. Transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you're about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake.
Hello.
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 You know what? That's why. The idiot had the wrong mic on. That idiot would be me. If anybody has a tape of this show, destroy it. I will maim the person who lets Kevin and Bean have that.
So what'd you do at these radio stations? On air?
I don't have what is widely considered to be an on-air personality.
I was in the Mekong Delta, calling in airstrikes and breathing napalm while you were swimming around in your daddy's ball sack.
That's just not good.
I need a burrito.
What the hell is going on here?
And now...
You ever try the Cleveland Steamer? It's awesome.
Our feature presentation.
That is not how you want to start today.
God, no.
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 I'd like to point that out right up front. That's not advisable.
It's your fault.
It's Bean's fault. He puts that together.
Bean's fault.
And he,
it's my boy Doc, though.
I think he's partial to the Cleveland Steamer himself. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Bean.
You can see his eyes light up.
It's 5:31. Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 13th of...
Oh, yes! Yeah! Dominated!
Was that you, Mike?
I only got one.
Oh, what a surprise.
That's your kind of guy right there.
It's only guys. What?
Because Bean is picking.
No,
Bean?
We finally got our first couple of girls in yesterday.
Thank God.
We will be hearing those, but it has been predominantly guys for comedy so far that have been dialing in to be a part of the show. So. But that guy in particular, I thought, was very entertaining.
He was entertaining.
Definitely Mike's kind of guy. Speaking of Mike, I thought about Mike when I saw this story yesterday from Hong Kong.
Hey.
You know, Mike has had sex with more inanimate objects than anyone we know.
Yes.
Anyone alive.
Yeah. I had no idea that you could even do that.
He's gotten a gold medal in the Olympics for that. And I thought that was...
Sure. I mean, you know, trees, walls, cars.
Shoes,
I mean, you almost name it, he's done it, okay?
Yeah.
But this is a true story. A 41-year-old guy in Hong Kong apparently was doing it with a park bench. It was a steel bench. And I guess, for whatever reason, it had holes in it. And he got stuck in one of them.
Awesome.
And had to call an ambulance. Had to call a guy to come and it took 5 hours to separate him from the bench.
So there he is outside with all these guys trying to get him off the bench.
Let's see. He realized he and his loving bench were joined together forever. He panicked. He called the police. By the time doctors arrived, he was so swollen that they had to free the bench from the ground, loading both it and the man into an ambulance to take to the hospital. And for whatever reason, you'd think that, you know, after a while, you would no longer be a snug fit.
Just I don't think it's excited. I think it's swollen,
yes,
which is
on the other side.
It's the same thing that happens to the actually unfortunate amount of guys who put their wiener through the weight plates. It happens more often than you know.
It's so
really?
And like you said, it's
people
not,
do that?
A doctor friend of mine, I read an article. It was like Men's Fitness or one of those magazines I read. And I read about a guy who got his wiener stuck in the weight plate. And I was talking about it with a friend of mine who's a medical student. And he said that happens a couple times a year in every hospital because it's just something about that hole and it's the right size.
And they're all pumped up.
Exactly. And like you said, it's not
testosterone
excitement.
Is
it's
blowing.
Not excitement. It's that eventually it starts to cut off circulation to the base of the area.
But,
and then you're stuck on the other side.
Exactly.
But
right?
It's excitement at first that causes them to do it.
Sure. Oh, it's excitement at first to even be able to get it.
And what's that about?
Because they're looking at their beautiful bodies in the
Look
mirror.
Look at that weight. I can lift you, weight. I'm going to dominate you.
That's ridiculous.
It's a sexual act, isn't it, Mike, lifting weights for you? Tell the truth.
No.
There's something about it.
You do get hornier when you vigorously exercise, but I don't think exercising is a sexual act.
No,
having sex with shoes is.
This article, by the way, says that it took 4 hours to separate the man from the bench, and the doctor said that had it taken much longer, they would have had no choice but to remove his penis.
Oh!
So he came very close to losing it all.
What a loser. That guy, first of all, had to call somebody to help.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then it took forever, 4 or 5 hours. That's not, then he had to go to the hospital. And you know everybody at the hospital is like, dude, ER 9.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Guy in a park bench. Not kidding.
But this is, I mean, there's pictures of the emergency guys with the, you know, lifting the guy with the bench. I mean, it's this is a real story. This one happened, folks.
Jeez.
Good times. That's all I'm saying.
Good times.
Benches, so don't do that. Picnic tables. What is that?
I don't know. I really, it seems like there are better ways.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And easier ways.
Metal picnic bench, metal, what the hell's going on?
You were really born with all the parts you need to take care of that.
Pretty much, yeah. And I don't think that the bench with the hole is for that. I may not know, but it seems like that might be, serve a different purpose.
It would seem uncomfortable, too.
Yeah, it doesn't seem... I wouldn't go, yes, yes, hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But there this guy go. Must have been drunk. I mean, it had to be a drunk thing, or drug thing.
It doesn't say that, but had to he be. Just he couldn't resist, I guess.
The picnic table, dude, it wasn't drugs or drunk. He loved that table.
Yes, he just loved that table.
They had a thing.
They did.
I'll tell you about this bench, though.
Dominated!
I mean, really.
Yeah.
That guy could do anything he wanted with that bench.
He sure could.
Oh, dear God. I don't know why people
What
do that.
Did you want the man to do?
Well, I don't know.
A lot of other things, perhaps, maybe.
What did you think was going to happen?
That's a better question.
Not that.
Asshole.
Oh.
Hey, Bean, did you play charades this past weekend and we forgot to ask?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
We might need to carve some time out for that because...
First time ever.
Bean was...
You've never played charades before?
Nope. Never seen it. Didn't know anything about charades.
How do you get through your... I mean, in movies, for God's sakes, you see people playing charades.
Really? Name one, because I was trying to think if I'd ever seen it in any form ever.
I can't.
Because I couldn't,
but I've seen it a bunch of times.
I mean, they had to explain the rules to me. They had to explain the whole sounds like, you know, two syllables, all that kind of stuff. I'd never knew any of that.
Bean's not a charade type guy.
I just saw it on Swingtown last night. I was watching Swingtown from last Friday.
From last Friday?
Yeah.
All right, there you go, Bean.
Recent enough. There's one example right there.
Didn't see it, sorry.
Recent enough. And Bean doesn't like fun. Yeah.
No.
And
or people.
People laughing and...
I can't imagine that you've ever...
You're a nightmare.
That's a nightmare.
I would rather be living in the Republic of Georgia right now, staring down the Russians, than have to go back to Saturday night at my house. I really would. I'd rather be in the hospital with a park bench than have to play charades again.
I'd like to talk to any of the people on your team that night, because
we didn't have teams because there were, I don't know, there was about, it was like 14 people there. So it was just, you know, each person kind of drew a slip of paper out of a hole, you know, and then performed that for everybody. And then whoever got it, that person then went next.
So you only went once.
I only went once, yeah.
Because you're pouting in the corner.
And what was your
word
or phrase?
It was so easy. I was so relieved for a guy who's never played charades before and didn't want to do it. I couldn't have been more thrilled to open the piece of paper and see three men and a baby.
Oh.
Couldn't have been any easier.
Yeah,
that's pretty
easy.
Simple.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was up and down in 20 seconds. That's what
that's
she said.
Normal,
and yet,
yeah.
It was a nightmare.
But you know Bean complained about everybody else's performance.
I didn't complain. I really didn't.
That's a horrible way to represent Henry Kissinger. You are stupid. You should have done this.
I didn't do that at all. Believe me, I did not at all paint myself to be some sort of expert of
you
this
game. You
didn't
even try.
No,
you
not
just
expert.
Sat in the corner and didn't even guess, I bet.
Not expert, just miserable.
Because I learned the first time when I did guess what was the one that I guessed that...
Having sex with a park bench?
No, there was one. I can't remember what it was, but it was the bridge over the River Kwai or something that I guess that was kind of obscure and everybody was impressed. And then I realized that now I have to do it. So I learned very quickly, don't be the person who figures it out.
But when you're miserable, you're not good at being quiet about it. That's not your strength.
It's all over you, basically.
Well... I did the best I could, you know, for Donna. But,
it was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. It was hell on earth, man. It was hideous. It really was. I was hoping for a stroke. Just anything, just to get me out of there.
Oh, dear God.
I don't know why Donna bothers.
I don't either.
That was our big Saturday night, though. Well, it was her mom's birthday, and she wanted to play, I guess.
Right, but most of us, even if we don't like it, will just...
I don't know. Find something fun about it.
I went along. There's nothing good about that. That's a stupid game.
It's not a horrible game.
It's a retarded game. God. It is. Look, if you're thinking of a book or a movie, just tell me what it is. Don't make a guess.
I don't think that's...
I'm just saying there's a time saver right there. Right, but why spend 3 minutes trying to have you tell me it's The Godfather Part 2? Why 3 minutes for that?
It's part of the
I don't care
game.
For it. I don't like it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
On this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to talk to about John McCain. I don't know if you've heard him coming out and saying his favorite TV shows and favorite music. But I don't think any of them.
Well,
I don't think I buy any of them.
They get asked a lot of those types of personal questions, and if they're a politician, they very carefully craft their answer to make them look good. Believe me, I don't care how much grand... Yeah, all politicians. I don't care how much Grand Theft Auto Obama is playing. He's never going to say it in public. It's just because it's politically a disadvantage for him.
Oh, McCain can't say Grand Theft Auto?
He shouldn't either, probably.
Yeah, he says he likes Dexter and The Wire, and he likes to listen to Usher. I mean, there's no way he's telling the truth. It's not possible.
I watched The Wire. He wouldn't understand anything anyone was saying on that show.
No,
I barely understand what they're saying.
Yeah, she's black.
Please. Exactly. I grew up in Inglewood, for God's sakes.
Also on this morning's show, we are going to talk to a K-Rock listener who has started a website to get Psycho Mike thrown off the air.
Oh, thank God. Finally, somebody's stepping up. We couldn't do it internally. Maybe the external pressure will make it finally happen.
The Chinese are bad. We'll tell you about that coming up just after 6.
Yes.
I did see a little bit of their women's gymnastics that we were talking about last night. I saw that little 11-year-old that you were talking about, Kevin.
It is. They are.
She's tiny.
There's no way they're 16.
There's no way.
No way.
There's no way she's 16. And the announcer even said, look, doesn't really matter whether you believe she's 16 or not. That's been settled.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess if your country wants to dummy up some passports, how can you prove that's
how can you
not
prove
true?
It exactly?
Also on today's show, we are going to talk about people, talk to people who've walked out on dates or run out on dates, as Psycho Mike did.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back. You couldn't even just play along for another hour and then end it.
I don't, or pretend you just got an emergency phone call, something. I can't imagine being left in a restaurant like someone gets up to go to the bathroom and never comes back. I can't even imagine.
But no one would do that to you.
Well, no, that's true. It's never happened to me.
I went to eat at the restaurant last night where I did that.
Same one?
Really?
Yeah.
Still there waiting?
No. As I started thinking, I'm not even sure now that I think about it that I even said I got to go to the bathroom. I think I might have
just got up and walked out the door?
Like, in a confused manner, just ran away.
I got to go. Phil Frazier today talking about Madden NFL 09. He's the executive producer.
Okay.
Bean has written another strongly worded letter about nothing, and we'll tell you about that.
Well, if by nothing you mean something of extreme importance, yes.
That's exactly what I mean by nothing. And your chance to wake up with Weezer. We have a breakfast coming up with Weezer. We're going to give you tickets to the Forum Show and give you a chance to win those tickets coming up in the 6 o'clock hour this morning on K-Rock.
Hey, did you mention that we're talking to Rivers Cuomo today, or is that not happening?
I did not mention that, and we are.
What?
Yeah.
From the Weezer, you know, because we got the Wake Up with Weezer, the latest Kevin and Bean breakfast just announced on yesterday morning show. They are playing the Forum October 14th with Angels and Airwaves. Tickets go on sale Saturday 10. You can win tickets to that and win tickets to join us for an exclusive breakfast, interview, and performance with the band Weezer. We've got more details, chance to win later on, and we'll be talking to Rivers himself coming up, I believe, in the 9 o'clock hour this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on?
You are, Junior. Mr. Charades.
Oh.
Good times.
Crazy town at my house, man.
Imagine being trying to play a game with Bean. Can you just...
Why would anyone even try to involve... Doesn't his wife know him well enough to know that that's not the thing to do? If you want to have fun, leave your house where Bean lives and go spend some time with your friends someplace else?
That's what I would have advised, but it's not the way it worked out.
Why does she continue to try to bring him into our world?
I don't know. I found out about it when I got an Evite that there was a party at my house for charades. That's how I found out about it. So I was not in on the planning process.
I know hope springs eternal, but you'd think she would wise up after all these years to know.
I think she probably gets tired of it.
Do not include him in anything
fun. Believe me. Remember
when Bean used to call people that got invited over to his house and uninvite them?
Disinvite them. Yes. Yes.
Hey, you know that that
my
party?
Wife said?
Not happening.
Don't canceled. Sorry. Yeah, emergency. Too much smoke. You wouldn't be able to find the house anyway.
Not going to need you.
Unreal.
Yep. Well, while we all muse about what a bastard Bean is, let's move on forward, shall we?
Okay.
I've got tickets to give away to the special K-Rock advance screening of a little movie called The Rocker, starring Rainn Wilson. It's in theaters Wednesday, August the 20th. That'll be a week from today, but you get to see it before everybody else because you're super cool.
Really?
Yeah. I've got tickets to give away. Let's give one pair away right now to the first person who can call in at 1-800-520-1067 and tell me Rainn Wilson's hometown. Where's Rainn from? Not clouds. That's a different kind of rain. But where does Rainn come from? 1-800-520-1067. If you know his hometown, call now. You're the first person through. You win tickets. I got a chance to see The Rocker yesterday.
Yes.
Let me tell you a little something. One of my favorite movies of the year.
Really?
I'm sorry?
Trust me, no one was more surprised than I was.
I mean, I think it looks funny, but it doesn't look like the kind you would like.
It looks funny, but it is so much better than just that. It is very, very funny. It has a script that is, I mean, hard laugh out loud funny, but everything plays completely fresh and original and unlike anything you had seen before.
I'm sorry.
You're having a laugh.
I thought we were talking about The Rocker.
You don't see the jokes coming a mile away like you do with most comedies of that style. Rainn Wilson becomes a movie star right in front of your eyes with this performance. He is hilariously funny and off the wall and out there, but everything he does is completely believable because he's just that good an actor. It's like the Dwight Schrute thing. You know how ridiculous Dwight is, but you completely buy into it?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he does with his character, Fish, in this movie, who plays a former rock drummer from an 80s band who now becomes a drummer again with his nephew. And it sounds like everyone's going to learn an important lesson at the end of everything, but it is not... It's hard. There's a lot of heart in the movie, but it never gets overly sentimental and sappy.
Well, he ends up killing his nephew, if I'm not mistaken.
He murders him in cold blood.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's rough.
I'm telling you, I haven't walked out of a theater feeling this good after a movie in a long, long time.
Wow.
I really, really recommend it. It's a terrific, terrific film. You will enjoy yourself, I guarantee you.
And you weren't especially looking forward to going to see it. That's what's remarkable.
It wasn't on my list of like, well, you know, some movies come and say, oh, I gotta see that film.
Yeah. Yep.
This was like, I love Rainn Wilson. It's a great cast. I mean, Christina Applegate is great in it. There's a lot of good people in the film. Jane Lynch, a very talented actress. But I was like, well, you know, I'll get around to this. But I was hugely mistaken. I want to take advantage of the fact that I've got a chance to see it to let you know that it's something you really should put on your must-see list.
You kind of have an expectation of just how good a movie like this can be.
Sure. And it looked fine.
Yeah. And it would be fine.
It's
but
so much better than you could possibly imagine.
That's almost never the case.
I know. And so I'm happy to report that this is a great film. And I can understand why Fox wanted me to see it so badly, because I think they know they've got a winner on their hands if they can just get enough people to take a look at it.
How about
I
that?
Really think you should go see The Rocker. I really, really enjoyed it. So
we have a winner if you'd like to take it.
Speaking of winners on our hands, we've got one.
Dave in Santa Fe Springs.
Yes, sir. Dave. Seattle, Washington.
Dave, that's right. Rainn Wilson is from Seattle, Washington. What a ironic coincidence that Rainn would come from Seattle.
What a surprise.
Because it rains
Maybe
there all the time.
That's why they named him that.
Maybe it does. Congratulations. You're going to see one of my new favorite movies, The Rocker. Hold on. We'll give you all the details, okay?
All right. Thank you. Oh,
thanks, man. So, once again, very happy to report. The Rocker's a winner, and you will enjoy it. He is
And
so...
you will be, too, if you go.
Yeah, that's right.
He's good.
He's so funny
and
such a good actor. But really, really funny in certain moments. And you'll get it when you see it. But I guarantee you, people will be using the phrase pilts for years to come.
Pilts.
There are quotes in this movie that people will quote for the rest of their lives.
It's not technically a phrase, is it?
Like Caddyshack and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to party till my balls catch on fire. That's something I'll be saying forever. Yeah. That and the word pilts.
That and pilts.
Yeah, you'll understand when you see the movie. So.
All right.
Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Did you get your invite to the annual Playboy Mansion's Midsummer's Night Dream Party?
No.
Not this year,
yeah,
so
I didn't,
much.
I didn't get mine either.
Kind of exclusive.
Yeah, it's very exclusive. And there were spies there, however, who leaked some news to the New York Post saying that John Lovitz was in attendance.
They let him in?
John, yeah.
Thank God.
John Lovitz was there. and made a bit of a nuisance of himself, apparently, because he kept wanting to take pictures of his face next to girls' bare asses.
Screw him.
He would get down next to their asses and pose with their asses for the cameras.
I can see that.
At once is funny.
Yeah.
How many pictures of you next to an ass do you need?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
He won't be invited back.
Steve Coogan, very funny and talented actor.
Oh, really?
Who is coming up in Hamlet 2. He's in Tropic Thunder. He's one of my favorite British TV series.
Screw him.
Alan Partridge. Apparently, he was trying to pick up chicks in the Grotto. Surprise, surprise.
What are you going
to
do? You're in the Grotto.
But didn't do so well and ended up apparently hanging out with Matthew Perry in a corner for most of the night chatting.
Screw him.
Dominated!
And one star was, in fact, escorted from the property.
Uh-oh.
Pam Anderson?
No, not Pam Anderson. Or Pam Anderson. But Jason Statham.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Apparently he was looking for the guy who killed his partner and started fighting with Jet Li.
No, that's the movie War. That's a whole different thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard he had an Asian girl in his trunk.
Kill my partner, Jet Li.
No, that's Transporter.
Kill my partner, I'm going to find you. I've got an Asian girl in my trunk.
What was he doing?
He showed up for the party, dressed in a bathrobe. I mean, it's a lingerie party, you know.
Right.
But refused to pose for any pictures up at the mansion. It made quite a stink about it when they wanted to shoot his picture. And that's one of the reasons Playboy does it. Because they went and get a ton of photos of stars at the mansion that they can put in their magazine. He refused and apparently was escorted by 5 security guards off the property.
He had to do something more than refuse to get a picture taken.
That's what the story says.
I know, that's what the story says.
I wasn't there.
I know.
Michael, find out there. Good
if
friends.
You were there, let's give us some information.
If you were there,
Mike
why
and
didn't
Jason
you invite
are
me?
Training yeah. together.
What?
What?
We did. I wouldn't say that we're good buddies, but we
you
did.
And Jason Statham?
We were at a gym facility training together, yes.
Just and by were together, you together in the same gym at the same time?
No.
There was 3 people in the gym. The trainer, Jason Statham, and I.
Yep.
Were you on opposite sides of the building?
No. But I mean, don't get me wrong. At least to make it out like we're buds now, we shared one word. But,
what was that word?
Hi, I'm Jason. I was like, hey, dude.
That's more than one word.
2 words.
I need you to spot me while I do my bench pressing.
Dave and Kevin remember him from Coachella. He's an intense dude. He was in the pit dropping bows on people's domes. He's not. He's no joke.
Really?
I agree with Lisa. There's probably more to this
dropping
story.
Dropping bows on people's domes.
There's a lot more to this story.
I need a translation. I think he means elbows being on people's heads. I think that's what
I see.
But in Mr. Statham's defense, if he slows down, remember, he dies.
That's
so
true.
He does have to keep moving all the time.
He has to keep his heart rate up to a certain level or else he will die. That's true.
He's got trouble. He doesn't have time to stop for photos. I could kill him.
Gotta keep my heart rate up, Russell Toy.
That guy. What would he need him for?
See him running around at full speed around the Playboy Mansion, not even being able to stop and talk to him. Hey, how you doing? All right, I gotta go. See ya.
No, gotta keep running. Can't stop. No, I gotta go.
I love him, though. I love him.
Me
I love him, too.
He's great.
Great action star.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
What was the name of that movie?
I
where
don't
want to drop
him bows on me.
Crank.
Crank.
Right.
Yeah. And I just saw him in your bank job a couple weeks ago, too.
Another
really
very,
good
very
that.
Good in that. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the greatest news I've ever heard ever in my entire life.
Yes.
Dude. If this would be so, I would be a happy, happy man.
Okay.
All right. As you know, they have not yet released the list of the definite cast for the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are guessing. That's good times.
A lot of people are guessing. And the New York Post has added another name to the list. According to the New York Post, Adam West.
Oh, dude, lame.
In consideration to be one of the contestants on Dancing with the Stars.
Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West.
That
Adam
guy. West, what would he need him for?
Yes.
I need him to live. That's what
he's
I need
a friend.
I will come across this table. I F you not. I will take you down.
Does he have the physical prowess to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Absolutely.
You've met him. He's in terrific shape.
Broad with one leg competed, Kevin. I think he can handle himself just fine.
I didn't do push-ups with him, Bean.
No, but you've seen how easily he moves around. I mean, the guy's 80 years old, for God's sakes.
I think he's a homosexual.
No.
Oh.
You can see Adam West on TV every week.
Source for the production says Adam's in outstanding shape. He works out for an hour a day. Still walks the entire length of his farm in Sun Valley, Idaho. A representative for Adams says it's not definite yet, but he is definitely one of the people they're seriously considering. They will release the final list on August 25th. So
I think he's a homosexual.
I will throw this stapler at your head.
You know, I hope he does it, Ralph. A, because he's a funny guy and he would be entertaining on
hysterical.
The show.
And B, because...
He's a total gaylord.
No, because it might raise his profile with... Wow, he did throw the stapler. It might raise his profile with the Hollywood Walk of Fame people who may be thinking, oh, that dude from a long time ago? I'd like them to see that he's still vibrant and contributing to showbiz.
Yes. Yes.
I'm with you.
Is this guy gay or what?
Oh, it'd be a great Not thing even ever. A little bit. How
it'd
dare
be
you?
Thing ever. In more Batman news, a professor from the University of Victoria in British Columbia has put together an entire plan for you to transform yourself into Batman.
Really?
Yep. The professor says he has 6 not-so-easy steps, and within 20 years...
20 years?
You can have all the skills that the Dark Knight has.
Just 20 short years?
20 short years.
I'm Batman, bitches!
The younger you are, the professor says, the faster you'll learn everything necessary to be the real-life Batman, but he estimates it would take about 20 years.
What kind of professor is working on this?
What? No idea.
Is all the serious work done?
Steps include training your brain, of course, your eyes, buying heavy curtains. I don't know what that has to do with it.
What?
I guess you could sleep during the day.
Oh.
Punching, training, hitting wooden posts, he says.
This is a joke.
No, this is an actual study, dude.
It's not an actual study.
Yes, it is. He said, however, human beings will never likely be able to spin webs like Spider-Man or fly like Superman. There's news for you.
He's done the research?
But Batman, you can be.
Go f*** yourself.
Yeah.
I'm starting today. 20 years? What did they say? 20 years?
20 years.
Oh, 20 years from now, I'm going to kick all of your asses. And fight crime. And go on
and
Dancing with the Stars.
And wear a cape, by the way. You're going to be 60. You're going to be putting on a cape.
Oh, he'd love that. Are you kidding?
All right. Yeah. Be the first I ever wore a cape and a mask. Oh, wait a minute. What day is it?
Every day.
More Batman news in today's Showbiz Beat. Guess who is in serious consideration and apparently having conversations with producers to play the role of Catwoman in the upcoming Batman 3?
We hope it's Angelina.
Angelina Jolie.
Really?
Yep.
For reals? That's great.
She apparently has been approached and she is talking about it with her new best friend. Named?
Her new best friend.
Her new girlfriend.
Oh.
According to the New York Post, Tara Patrick.
What?
Oh, yes. Really?
Tara Patrick and Angelina Jolie have become pals.
Fantastic. Dude.
Apparently, they keep in touch via email and like to exchange lots of girl talk, says the New York Post.
Photos,
Tara
photos,
Patrick
photos,
has
photos.
Some girl talk,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's Angelina.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Sleepover. If you're Brad Pitt right now, how are you feeling?
Outstanding.
Honey, I 100% support your friendship with Tara Patrick. Stop adopting kids. Start adopting more porn stars.
Yeah.
That's what I say. So maybe Angelina will be Catwoman. That'd be pretty cool.
Batman, bitches!
That's right. All right, I'm out of time already. That was my all Batman edition.
Wow. That
was great.
That was strong.
Showbiz news. Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Wow! If you were born on August the 13th, you will probably be famous someday. Because nobody else born on this day is.
Zero, huh?
Well, wait till you hear. I got 3 people.
All right.
I got Danny Bonaducci, the kid from the Partridge Family. I don't know whatever happened to him.
Right.
Yeah. He's 49 years old today. Don Ho.
Yeah.
Singer of Tiny Bubbles, legendary Hawaiian pop
love
singer.
Love the Ho.
He loves the Ho.
He loves the Ho.
He is 78 years old today.
He's not dead?
He's dead.
Nope.
He's dead.
He's
dead.
Died, yeah.
Yeah, he's way dead.
He would have been 78.
The King of Mexico put this list together.
Well, what do you
got?
He doesn't know who Don Ho is.
I don't know who Don Ho is.
Don Ho, he may be dead. I don't know. Put him on the list just to be careful. And Pat Harrington, who played Schneider in One Day at a Time.
Oh, my God.
That guy doesn't count.
Celebrates his 79th birthday.
That guy doesn't count.
That's what I got today.
That's
my list. That's my happy birthday, celebrities. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're going to get a chance to win tickets to our breakfast with Weezer. You can wake up with Weezer and us. We're going to give you tickets to see them at the Forum, which is October 14th with Angels and Airwaves. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10. We're going to give you those tickets and give you a chance to win by Stumping Dave, the King of Mexico, who's a huge Weezer fan.
Weezer fan, yeah.
Oh, come on, we're just giving him away.
And he says, hey, you can't come up with a trivia question that he can't answer.
No kidding.
So you're going to get a chance to do that in about 10 minutes here on K-Rock, 1-800-520-1067.
So, I stayed up to watch both of Michael Phelps' swimming performances last night, by the way. I don't know if you did or not, Kevin.
Did not.
But the guy is, he's got to be more fish than human. It's unbelievable how far out ahead of everybody else he is when he swims.
Well, when you consider everybody else is really good,
yeah, it
is an accomplishment.
Dude has won, five already at this games? And you add those to the ones he won last time, he's won 11 gold medals as a swimmer. It's unbelievable. Wow. So everybody's going to be talking about that when these games are done. And everybody's also going to be talking about what big fat fakers they are in China.
They were the opening ceremonies that wowed the world. One of the most highly acclaimed ever. And precisely what China had long hoped for. The record-breaking audience watching the stunning array of color, the costume changes. And there were, of course, the fireworks.
The 2008 Summer Games. You're looking now at the footsteps of...
Which is why it was so surprising for many this week to learn that part of the fireworks were computer-generated. That sweeping shot of the firework footprints in the skies over Beijing was created beforehand and put into the program. NBC says viewers knew it was manipulated.
This is actually almost animation. A footstep, a second, 29 in all, to signify the 29 Olympiads.
So you might ask, what's the big deal? But then came today's headline and another question about those opening ceremonies, about the little girl in the red dress singing Ode to the Motherland. Turns out she was lip-syncing. And there's more. She wasn't even the girl who sang the song in the first place. The music director now admits the girl was chosen because the real singer wasn't cute enough.
Oh, how are you going to come at a little girl like that?
Wrecked for life.
They had a huge cup in China. They had a huge competition to pick the girl that could sing that song. And then at the very last second, one of the ruling class, it sounded like somebody way high up in the government said, not cute enough, next. Get us somebody cuter.
So the one that we saw on the TV who is awfully cute, could she not sing very well? Was that the problem?
Yeah, I'm
she
sure. Didn't win not that well.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't win the contest, but she was cute, so she lip-synced to the other girls. And by the way, didn't tell the other girl until at the very last minute.
Oh, that's
so she was
so
ready
mean.
To go on camera, and she had a great voice and everything, but it was not to be.
Well, we asked producer Alex to find us somebody we could talk to in China on this story. And believe it or not, we do have the mutt of a girl named Yang Pai, 7-year-old real singer who wasn't cute enough to appear on the TV, on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Yang.
Good morning.
Hello. How's it feel to be so homely?
I am incredible ugly.
No, you're not.
You're not.
I am too ugly to live.
No. You're not really ugly at all, though.
I'm hideous ugly.
No,
don't
Yang.
Look at me.
No.
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
We're on the phone, Yang. We can't. Okay. We can't see you.
Don't listen to me. I'm hideous.
You know, Kevin was saying off the air that if we were just to see you on TV, we would go, "Hey, that's a pretty cute kid."
Yes.
It's only when you do the AB comparison to the stunner that they actually had sing that we make the comparison.
No, I am too ugly.
But you have a nice voice.
I do have nice voice. Unfortunately, it comes out of ugly face.
No.
No, we have your picture. You are not
You're
ugly.
Very cute.
Yes.
The government say I'm not pretty enough.
Yeah, they did kind of.
So they had to use that whore.
Wow.
She's like 9 years old or
She's
something.
A 9-year-old whore?
That's right. She's a bitch whore.
Wow. Okay,
who
all right.
Who had sex with everybody in the Olympics.
Everybody?
What? Yeah.
Now it's coming out. Okay.
Wow.
Threat.
So, is there any consolation for you, Yang, knowing that your beautiful singing of the national anthem was heard by literally billions of people around the world?
No.
Wow.
No.
I want to be on television.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Instead of that whore.
It's funny because I heard your quote was that you were just honored to be a part of the ceremony.
That's crap.
That's what they said, though.
Yeah, that's crap.
Okay, you didn't
that's
say that.
That's what happened. You live in communist country.
I right? see.
Oh, she says, oh, monkeys fly out of her ass. No, they make everything up. Everything is rice. Rice, rice, rice.
Rice?
Rice. Not true.
Oh, lies.
Rise.
Oh, lies.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Rise.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're not at all bitter about this?
They use me in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Yeah.
all time, me, on screen singing my beautiful voice.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Then, last minute, they say, oh, sorry, Yang, you too ugly with your buck teeth. Go sit down.
They did clarify buck teeth.
Yeah.
And I thought that was nice of the government.
At least they pointed that out to me. Well, yeah, if it wasn't for goddamn communist country, maybe I'd get braces.
That's a good
America,
point.
I have braces by now.
Yeah.
It's hardly your fault.
So
that's true,
yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, little whore, why don't we put your face on television?
Yeah, and she lip synced your singing.
And she moved her mouth to my song.
Yeah.
Which is hard to believe because usually her mouth falls.
Oh,
she's
nine. Yeah. Come on.
There's nothing to suggest that at all. She was just in the right place at the right time. They just picked her. That's
she
all.
She is a television commercial actress.
She is, yeah.
Oh, really?
You know why? No buck teeth.
Oh, Cameron. You're a son of a bitch.
I'm just saying.
If you were here now, I'd bite you and put a big hole in you with my teeth. So that's right. So I got screwed.
Oh,
and
you did.
The whore is now the face of the country singing my song, Ode to the Motherland.
Yeah.
Right. They did do a lot of interviews with her. They did.
Yeah.
She was a big celebrity
after
the event.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of interviews.
What did it feel like to sing in front of all
and
those people?
Do I get to talk to? Stupid Karen and Bean.
Yes.
On K-Lock.
Yeah. We apologize.
Not as good?
Worst goddamn show on radio. That's who I get talked to.
Mean well, for a seven-year-old.
Shut up, bitch.
Whoa.
I will fly to America and hit you with my buck teeth right in your eye.
They did just tell her that she's ugly in front of the world, pretty much. Not only did they do it, but then they're the ones that came out and admitted it, which is odd.
Bullcrap.
Wow.
I hate China. Well, China sucks.
Oh, you can't say stuff
don't
like
say that.
Don't
say that. Don't say that, Yang. That's bad news for you.
You're going down.
Bring it on, bitch. This is bullcrap. I need a career. And now I'm screwed.
Yeah. Well, you got a nice voice.
I'm getting a nice voice. Screw you, round eye.
All right, Yang. Well, best of luck, I guess.
Bro me.
She's lucky in Sri Lanka they don't replace you with somebody cuter, by the way. Just saying. All right, here's the deal. Just announced 23 hours ago on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you missed it, it's Breakfast with Weezer. It's our very latest in the Breakfast series on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're so excited about it. You win tickets to see them at the Forum October 14th. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10 for that show. And you get to join us for Breakfast with Weezer. We're doing it with a new game that we like to call Stump Dave.
Stomp me?
I'm Mexican.
Oh, yeah. It's time to try and stomp Dave. You think you can stomp me, but you can never stomp me, cause I'm too rad. I'm too rad with the Weezer. You think you can stomp me, but you will never stomp me, cause I'm too rad. I'm just too rad with the Weezer. You could probably stomp me. Maybe you can stomp me. Actually, you can stomp me. Not.
Dave, Weezer is your favorite band, or very close to it. Am I right about that?
One of my tops, yeah.
Right? Okay.
And you know everything there is to know. There's not a possibility that a listener can call up that knows more about Weezer than you.
One damn listener will beat me.
All right.
All right, here's the way the game is going to play. You're going to get on the air. You're going to ask the question. If you stump Dave, you win tickets. You join us. If you don't, then I'm sorry. You lose like the little girl in China. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Scott in Monrovia
let's
on
start
line
with Scott in Monrovia.
Let's start with a challenging question. Scott, welcome to the show. Can you stump Dave with Weezer Trivia?
Well, I'm sure going to try.
All right.
Okay, which cast member of Saturday Night Live went on stage with Weezer?
Which cast member of Saturday
during
Night
Live? During a concert or in a video, or what are you talking
about?
That's
not a Weezer question.
When they were playing on stage.
Oh, when Weezer was playing on SNL?
Yes.
What era?
What era?
Why did it happen more than one stage?
Yeah, they were on, you know, during the Blue Album, and they were on for the Green
Album.
Which
album was it for, Scott?
It was Island in the Sun.
Island in the Sun.
Which SNL member joined the band on stage? That's a pretty good question for a Weezer fan, by the way.
It's kind of only tangentially related as well, which is good.
Yeah, I am going to say John Belushi.
John Belushi. Is that the correct answer, Scott? Oh, I'm sorry, no. What's the answer, Scott?
It was Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Oh. Would have been a good guess, Dave. I'm surprised you didn't at least try somebody who was alive.
Somebody who was maybe living during that time.
All right, Scott, congratulations. We'll see you there, I guess.
All right, come up with some questions to help us interview Weezer. That's part of the breakfast thing.
All right, one for one. Let's go.
You said no one was going to beat you.
No one has. Let's go.
All right. let's go to Ryan in Torrance. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
Stump Dave. Good luck.
All right. When Weezer played with the Foo Fighters in 2005 in Long Beach, what song did Rivers do solo out in the middle of the audience?
I saw them a lot
of Weezer. He's been to a lot of Weezer shows.
I saw them a lot at the Knitting Factory. Well, I'm not sure I saw that one.
Let me just say that. I
just
saw that
answer
show.
You were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was right after I did my TV watching thing.
You were up for 100 hours? Wow.
Yeah.
Already excuses.
So I am going to say Island in the Sun.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, what a lucky guess.
No kidding.
Well, wow. Sorry, Ryan, very impressive.
No, I'm just saying I rock, dude. That's it.
All right.
Let's try Brian in Santa Fe Springs. He's on line three. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling in. It's Wake Up with Weezer. If you can stump Dave, go ahead.
What album did Rick Rubin produce?
What album did Rick Rubin produce?
He produced a couple of songs on the Red Album.
That sounds right to me.
Which ones?
That wasn't your question. Yeah, you know, apparently he did a couple of albums and then he just left and they had to finish the album by themselves.
A couple of songs, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You said a couple albums.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, so Red Album, the current Weezer album, yep. Named Weezer is the right answer. Brian, sorry you did not stump Dave.
Thank you for the call.
Sucker.
All right. Let's say good morning to Kevin in Whittier. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Dave.
What was the first single off of Pinkerton? Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hi.
El Scorcho.
Yeah. Rock
and roll. Wow.
Goddamn, you have Japanese girls. Do it to me every time.
All right, dude,
you guys
take
want
it
more?
Easy.
Come on. Let's just end it now.
Let's try one more. Let's try Evan in Newport Beach. He's on line one. Very curious Weezer questions because they're a very interesting band with lots of neat things going on. That's why this breakfast is going to be fun. Evan, hi, you're on. Stump Dave.
Hi. So what is the opera that the second album, Pinkerton, was loosely based on?
That's another,
man.
It's related.
Do I look like a guy who
but it's
knows
not really
operas?
Weezer.
No, you don't. And that's
well,
why he
but
asked
if it's,
this question.
If it's the type of thing that band members would have talked about in interviews regarding Pinkerton, it's a pretty legitimate question.
I don't know very many operas, but Madam Butterfly, mother effer!
Wow! Dave, man! I think we might have to do this again because Dave's
on
fire and we're not letting
Bring
any people.
On. Let's keep doing it. Let's keep shooting them down.
Wow.
Dominated.
All right. Wow.
The more Perhaps, listeners I beat, the more friends I could bring. Let's go.
Perhaps another time. We will have tickets throughout the week if you want to join us to Wake Up with Weezer from the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock.
Actually, you can stop me. Not.
Finally, we're being saved. Finally, we've been laying out in the freaking desert for 40 years, just parched. Finally, someone's coming along with ice cold water. Are you so excited to talk to Trent as I am, Kevin?
I really am. Too many people are part of the problem and not a part of the solution.
Good point.
And our friend
Absolutely.
Trent is offering us a solution. Good morning, Trent.
What's up, party people?
Well, thank you for existing, first of all, because you are the savior that we have been waiting for. Explain to the listeners what it is you're trying to do. What petition you've got online right now, Trent?
Right now, if you go to makepsychomikestop.com, you can sign a petition that will make Psycho Mike stop. We don't want to kill him. We don't want him to die, necessarily. We just want him to stop talking on the radio.
Yeah.
Could we hear
yes.
an amen
Come
from Trent
on.
Right now? Come on.
You're doing the right thing.
Amen. Now, when did this occur to you that it was something that needed to be done, Trent?
Well, I've been calling the Afro Line yelling for about 2 months, and finally decided that that wasn't getting anywhere. So I started emailing you guys.
Yeah, we have hundreds of emails from Trent.
Yep.
Pretty much on a daily basis, he gives us another reason.
Yep, there was a daily update, and then I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to start a website and start a petition and get this party started.
This is fantastic. This is great news. What is it about Psycho Mike? I mean, you know, you asked that question and everyone listening has their own reason why they hate the dude. But what is it that bugs you the most, Trent?
He's a total douche.
Yeah.
Right?
Check.
He rules douchery.
Yeah.
Completely.
He does rule douchery.
The guy adds nothing to your show. You guys have a good show. I enjoy listening to it. But every time he's on, every time he just moans in the background, completely stops the flow. Just a complete waste. Does nothing. Every segment he's a part of is just stupid.
The sensor, you're so right.
The sensor is just a complete complete waste of time. When you guys do that stupid exercise stuff, if I want to hear that, I'll listen to AM radio on Saturday.
God
maybe
bless you.
Now.
Tell it. Tell it.
So it's just a waste of time. So, and I think you guys are great, and I don't know who made this decision, but we're gonna get the people together. We're going to make it stop.
Now, how many people have signed the petition?
We've got a whopping 10 people so far.
10? All right.
On a roll.
That's so enough for me. Let's take them off.
Well, the people have spoken.
So if people can go online today to make Psycho Mike stop, I think that once we're on the air, this thing's going to blow up. Yes, we can.
Is there? Yes, we can.
Stay safe, wait.
That's how he signs every email. Is there a magic number by which then we have to abide? Signatures?
I think 10 should be the magic number, but that is not up to me. I'm just going to keep going until he stops.
How many of the 10 signatures are Bean?
Believe it or not, zero. I'm a little pissed at Bean this morning because he's like, oh, put a petition online. I'll sign it. So sure enough, I do. And like, what does he have to do? Nothing.
Yeah, Trent, I signed it this morning before we came on with you.
So 11!
It is done. So now we should be at least up to 11. Yeah.
Thank you, Bean.
Wow.
Hey, look, I'm happy to help. I apologize that I didn't do it sooner, but I just went to your site for the first time this morning.
I know you're really busy taking pictures with your dog. I get it.
Thank you. I am.
And his belly button.
There's a picture of Psycho Mike preening like a little fairy girl like he does on the front, and it says, be the solution, sign the petition, click here to make a difference, and it's as simple as just clicking on that, makepsychomikestop.com, and we're going to be keeping a close eye on this. I don't know why it's up to someone outside the building to get this done. It seems like Kevin and I would have a little bit of influence, but nobody listens to us around here.
Well, you know, it took America to go into Europe and kick Hitler's ass, so it may take me to kick Psycho Mike's ass.
That's an excellent point.
So you're likening yourself to Hitler then?
No, I'm sorry, I'm
confused.
Mike to Hitler.
Oh, okay, all right.
Right. Mike, anything you want to add to the conversation? Because clearly this is a snowball that's running downhill that you have no way to stop. But what do you want to say in your defense?
I'm sorry for ruining Trent's
enough.
Life.
Not good enough. Not good enough.
All right.
Trent, why do you have to stop short of death?
Well, we're on the radio, so I don't want to go into details as to why.
But I mean, shouldn't like a certain number of signatures mean he gets taken off, and more, you know, a bigger number means
killed.
Dead?
Silenced forever.
And then another certain number, he has to kill himself?
I'm not opposed to this at all.
Take this the whole way, Trent. That's what we're saying.
All right. All right. All right, here's the address. We insist, if you feel like Trent does, if you agree with Kevin and Bean and Lisa and Ralph and everyone that we've ever met, that Mike must go, please go to makepsychomikestop.com and add your voice to the masses. Trent, great to talk to you, man. I'm sure we'll be doing it again. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Guys, have a good morning.
You're a great American.
Hold on. I'm starting a petition to make Kevin stop. I'm doing that one, too. Rivers Cuomo from the band Weezer on the show later on today to talk about their upcoming Forum show, and we'll talk a little bit about the breakfast. We got more tickets you can win for that on the way. Also, very funny actor who appears in two of this summer's biggest comedies, Tropic Thunder, opening today, and The Pineapple Express, which came out last week. We'll talk to Danny McBride coming up later on this morning. Right now, Ralph's got the show biz beat for Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, I've got tickets to give away to a movie that I saw yesterday and loved. It is the very funny feature film called The Rocker, starring Rainn Wilson. He is, you watch him become a movie star right in front of your eyes in this movie.
Awesome.
It's kind of cool when you're watching a film and say, okay, this is it. This is the beginning of him being a big movie star comedy
star. So how long till he leaves The Office, in other words?
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen anytime soon. Steve Carell's sticking around.
Yeah, true. Uh-huh.
They all seem to like that work a lot, so I think they try to accommodate their film careers around the shooting schedule of The Office. But I'm telling you, he is terrific in this movie. It is funny. It is entertaining. It is smartly written. Great performances. And on top of it, it's got a real heart to it without being sort of sappy and sentimental, which is a hard line to walk.
I hope they learned a lesson, though, at the end.
Nobody does really learn a lesson.
Really? How refreshing.
Yeah. He kind of does a little bit, but not in that sort of, all right, here's the big moment kind of way.
How
you
refreshing.
Know? Yeah. And it's cool because, I don't want to give too much away, but he plays a former rock drummer from the 80s who misses out really on his chance to be all the star he always wanted to be. And so when he gets another opportunity at it, he becomes just a child, just a completely drunken, retarded child trying to live the rock star dream, but his body just can't keep up anymore. So it's very entertaining, and I hope you'll go see it when it opens on Wednesday, August the 20th. But if you don't want to wait that long, I've got tickets to the special K-Rock advanced screening of The Rocker. You can see it before anybody else. I've got a pair of tickets right now to the first caller who can get through at 1-800-520-1067. and answer this trivia question. In Juno.
Juno.
Of course, Rainn Wilson had an appearance in that film as well. In the first scene with Juno, what does his character at the drugstore call Juno? What is the awesome name, nickname he uses when he's talking to her? We talked about it when he was actually on the show here. It's
very funny.
One of the great lines of dialogue. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. If you know the answer, you want a pair of tickets to see The Rocker. Angelina Jolie has a new job. She took a gig away from Tom Cruise. Did you hear this story?
I saw the headline. I didn't read it, but...
Yeah, Tom Cruise was supposed to do a film about a CIA agent who is suspected of being a traitor. And he backed out at the last minute. And now Angelina Jolie is going to step in and take over the role.
How about that?
They're rewriting the script to make the character a female.
That's great.
That is pretty cool. In the meanwhile, Angelina is also talking to producers, allegedly, about playing Catwoman in the next Batman film.
Believe!
The New York Post says she is getting advice from her new best buddy, her BFF, porn star Tara Patrick.
Yay!
All right, then. That's a...
No word on how the two met, but apparently they've become very close.
How close?
Keeping touch via email and exchanging lots of girl talk. And you know what girl talk is a euphemism for?
Yeah. I don't know.
Dildos.
It's funny, I'm a girl and I didn't know that. Really?
You're not a smart girl.
You wouldn't know, though.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of smart girls, Zac Efron's in the news.
Oh, how dare you.
Apparently, he was so upset at people trying to take his picture at a beach party over the weekend that he ran into the house with his girlfriend Vanessa Hudgens, and she calmed him down by flat ironing his hair.
Shut up!
Before he could go outside the house again.
He's a douche. He was upset because he didn't look
right. Lisa. People were taking photos, and he didn't like his hair, so he grabbed Vanessa, and they went into the bathroom, and they flat ironed his hair.
He's a douche.
And then he felt better about himself, and he came back out to the party.
He's a douche.
Aw, gay!
Come on.
Shut up!
Can you believe that?
Wow. If you want to hate on my Zach because he always wants to look good, go ahead.
Okay, we are.
All right.
Not a problem.
I'm going to act gay and talk gay about guys, but say I'm not gay.
We have a winner.
Do we already?
Yep. I actually had it before that last story, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Wow, wow.
Holly in Los Angeles.
Yeah, the answer's home skillet.
Hey, home skillet. That's right.
That's right. Oh,
that's one etch-a-sketch. You can't. What did you say? You can't
erase or
whatever. Can't shake it or something. You're absolutely right. Home skillet is the correct answer. You're going to see The Rocker before anybody else, Holly.
Yay. Thank you, Ralph.
Hold on. We'll give you all the details. Javier Bardem, I told you yesterday that Jake Gyllenhaal had a bad job before he became a star actor.
Yep.
He was a lifeguard on Martha's Vineyard, and he had to pee on some dude's leg when he got stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah.
Javier Bardem also talking about his interesting jobs before he became a successful actor. When he was struggling, he said that he did a little stripping.
He did a little stripping?
That's for you ladies.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He once stripped in a club because he was so desperate for money.
Okay. Was this on a dare or?
No, he did it for the cash.
You can do that? You can just start stripping and people will give you money in a club?
I think you have to go to a club that features male strippers.
The strip club.
I see. Okay. And then you get up there and do your thing and you get cash for that.
So is this a gay thing?
I don't think it is. Not with Javier.
No kidding.
However, the story gets a little creepy.
Okay.
He said that his mom was there for his performance and she was so proud.
Huh.
Really? Yeah.
Apparently she stuffed a handful of singles into his jock.
How about that?
Did a little grabby feely on his ass, but other than that, she had a good time.
Go for it.
That's not sexy. And now he's an Academy Award winner who's banging Penelope Cruz. His life today.
You see how you never know what life has in store for you, folks? That's why you never kill yourself.
That's why?
I always said don't ever kill yourself. Because you never know.
That's right.
The next day, the phone could ring and something could happen to change your life forever. Why eliminate that possibility?
What about Bean, though?
Oh, well, there's no chance anyone's calling him with anything.
That's
so
what I thought. Yeah. Javier, do you have any memories of that time in the strip club, that low, low point in your life?
I do. I showed my mom my balls. Almost for the sunflower seeds.
Seriously, you can't throw in a friendo? Really?
That's all I was looking for. I just want some friendo.
I mean, really.
Right, I'm gonna sign that petition again.
Thank you, Mayor Vito Vergosa.
And why is Sienna Miller crying? See the photos yesterday? The paparazzi surrounding her at the gas station?
No.
I saw the video on TMZ. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah. She just wants to be left alone with her boyfriend who's married to somebody else who has four kids.
Naked on a balcony.
And she wants to be naked making out with them in a captain's hat. Why is everyone bothering her?
You can't have both.
Yeah. Keep your clothes on and stay indoors. Maybe people wouldn't be so attentive to you. Apparently, Santa's serious about Balthazar Getty. The Post Chronicle says she's introducing him to her parents.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here's my married boyfriend with
Hi.
Four kids.
Mom, this is Balthazar. He's married to someone else. He's got four kids and he's leaving them. What do you think?
You
think
know,
he's great.
You saw the pictures of me nude.
I think he's special. So that drama continues to unfold. And lastly, it's time to hassle the Hoff. I thought
it's
asked.
It's time
for,
to hassle the Hoff.
I distinctly remember saying, can we get that music ready?
It's time to hassle the Hoff.
Hoff. Full slow. Hoff is a,
drunk?
Besides being drunk. He's a master of self-promotion. Have you seen the photos of his car?
No.
David Hasselhoff driving his black Audi coupe.
Does it talk?
It doesn't talk. Well, it sort of does. Because on the back is a giant, giant bumper sticker that reads DavidHasselhoff.com on the back of his car.
Shut up.
He's promoting his website everywhere he goes.
His website on a bumper sticker on his own car.
Wow.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff, and I don't drink or take drugs.
Okay. But I do have a bumper sticker that makes me look like a douche.
You know, the Hoff loves to rock.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Holla! Today's celebrity birthdays, no one of any real significance. So let's just call August 13th a wash, shall we?
Okay.
The biggest name of last hour turned out to be dead. That's how sad today's birthdays are.
So I think we're just going to pass. If you're bored today and you're interested to know who you shared your birthday with, you are the biggest star born on August the 13th.
Congratulations.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So yesterday we were taking phone calls about the smallest deal breakers.
Mm-hmm.
People were calling and saying that, they didn't clip their fingernails, had to let them go. Ate like a pig, had to let him go.
Sure. Right. Snored.
Snored, had to let him go.
And crooked nose. One poor guy got dumped because he had a crooked nose.
And just a little crooked, she said.
Yeah. Seems like it's a little tough. But Psycho Mike told us yesterday a different story, and it was about the woman eating like a pig. And his reaction to it is what we want to take phone calls on today at 1-800-520-1067. Because we've all been on dates that suck.
Yes.
And you just wait them out. And you know that by the end of it, you're never going to do this again. But what are you going to do? You just got to wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's basic courtesy, at least, to finish out the evening, even if it's an abbreviated evening. At least come to some conclusion where you say goodbye and you wash your hands of the ugly experience. That's what most of us do. Not Psycho Mike. What's your story, Mike?
I was on a date with this girl who was just drop-dead gorgeous and really likable. I worked with her. I mean, I knew her pretty well. And we were at dinner, and she started to eat like a goddamn barbarian. I'm not exaggerating. It was worse than you can imagine. Try to picture it in your head. It was worse. Holding her
like
fork.
Like what? Like picking up food with her hands and just shoving it into her face? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we were eating sushi, and she was Asian, and she used a fork. And that made me mad to begin with. And she didn't use chopsticks. But then she held her fork like you would a hammer. I mean, right. She grabbed, you know, and she was shoveling food in her mouth and then talking like, and it's totally interesting. And as she's talking, food exploding out of her mouth. And I was really shocked. Like at first, it overwhelmed me, and I got the feeling as if when you're really embarrassed, you have a booger in your nose, or you get that feeling, you're warm, tingly.
Do you say? I had breakfast with someone a couple of months ago who kept spitting eggs at me.
Here's what you say.
What do you do?
Here's what you say. Hey, you're spitting eggs at me. I got my own. Thanks.
Doesn't he know? Don't they know?
Looking back on it, there was a 10 better ways I could have handled things. But I was really drunk, and I was really high on drugs. And everything started to just move so quickly, and I was overwhelmed with thoughts, and I didn't know what to do. And I got up, and I walked away, and walked to another bar and another place, and never went back.
You never said anything. You just stood up and walked out the door.
Originally,
You didn't even say, I got to go to the restroom?
I was really hammered, and this was 2001.
And you're mad at her. This is her date with the hammered, totally high guy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but I was totally sweet.
She wanted to leave before you did.
Yeah.
But
she was trying to get you to leave by doing the disgusting thing with the food.
Originally, I just assumed. I said, I got to get up and go to the bathroom. Can you excuse me? But now, thinking back on it, I'm pretty sure I just was confused and didn't know what to do. And that's how I reacted.
And you just got up
and I just
walked
left.
Out.
And like I said, I worked with this girl and I saw her
again.
Yeah,
what happened when you saw her again?
She was not so happy. And I just
What did she say? Like, hey, what happened to you? Where were you the other day?
Yeah.
Did you at least pull out the I was sick?
No. I was like, I pretty much figured out it was time for me to leave. I mean,
you didn't tell her why? You didn't
tell
her it was the
eating? No, I never told her why. I told everybody else at work, but not her.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, dude. You will not believe how so-and-so eats. It's disgusting.
Now that you're clean and sober.
Yeah.
And a little bit more mature. Let's say that same situation presented itself to you tonight.
Yeah.
How would you handle it?
I would just stick out. I would just tough out that date and never go out with her again.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, 100%. I would. I was at the restaurant that this happened last night, and I was totally reliving this in my head.
Good
and I was
times.
Like, you know what? I definitely would just have to bite the bullet and just live through that date. But it was disgusting. And girls out there, I'm telling you, she was as hot as anyone in the world, and it ruined it for me. I just didn't know what to do. I got flustered and I walked away.
All right, 1-800.
Do you ever tell someone, by the way?
What?
Say, you eat like a pig, you have to fix this?
Well, I think that comes with a familiarity that you're usually not used to on a first date.
Yeah,
usually you're not
that
comfortable.
Why is this not going to happen again?
You eat
now,
like
she,
a pig?
She drove there, so she had to ride home, but I didn't pay either. So she got stiffed, I guess, with paying.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067 is the number. If you left somebody on a date, or just as interesting, if somebody left you on a date, and how long did it take you to figure out?
Oh, that would be brutal.
They just ran out. There was maybe a little explanation, maybe not, just you ended up stuck.
I mean, how bad does a date have to be that you can't even finish it? I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right? You've got to bail. You can't spend another minute with this person, or are they with you? That's what we want to hear about this morning.
I'm not feeling so well. I think I'm going to pass on dessert, Mike could have said, and just waited for another 15 minutes. Nope.
Right. No.
Couldn't do it. So 1-800-520-1067. You left or got left on a date, and we'll take your calls.
Yeah, I know we're on a date and all, but I can't spend one more minute with you. I got to leave. That's what we're talking about. 1-800-520-1067. Psycho Mike told us the story about how he was out on a date having dinner with a woman. He didn't like the way she ate, so he got up and walked away from the restaurant and never looked back. That's kind of how we got started on this topic. So now we want your stories. Let's start with Faye in Tarzana. If she's the one that walked out, I don't expect too many women to do this, but maybe I'm wrong.
Because women are usually nicer.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Faye. Welcome to the Kevin Beach Show. Thanks for holding on. What's the deal?
Oh, sure. I was introduced to somebody. He was up in San Francisco, drove up for the weekend, went to a bar. He went to go get a drink. I thought he was heinous, so I just left the bar and drove back home.
From San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, from San Francisco.
What changed between the time you met him and said he's worth driving to San Francisco for and then the time you saw him again and realized he wasn't?
Well, we talked on the phone for a few days, and he was a really, really cool guy. We hit it off totally on the phone, and then when I got there and I saw him, he looked like a troll.
He was ugly, so you left.
Yeah, so I had to leave.
Well, we should take back our girls are usually nicer line then.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty insane.
Did you leave money for...
Nope.
Nothing?
Here's what's fascinating about this is you just left. Did you say anything to him like, you know what, I think this was a big mistake, I'm just going to head home, or did you just leave him in the lurch?
No, I just left him when he went to the bathroom. I just left.
Fantastic.
Left the city.
He may still be there waiting for you to come back. That's fantastic.
She didn't just leave the restaurant. She left the city.
I left the city.
I mean, there's a part of you that would think, oh my God, someone like abducted her or something too. So many things would be going through your head.
Oh, he was calling and calling and calling me on my cell phone, but I just would not pick up.
Oh, you're the best, Faye.
You are a lover. Good person. I wish I could date you. Thanks for the call. Let's try Joe in Corona. He's on line 3. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's your story?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi there.
One day... I went out on this date with this girl, and she was really pretty, and we were eating and everything, and I saw something on her neck, but I wasn't sure what it was. I cleaned my glasses, and then I looked again, and she had this really thick black hair, just one.
Right.
Out of the side of her neck.
Oh, you mean it was growing out of her neck? It wasn't just on her neck from her head.
Well, it was connected.
Okay.
And I thought, you know... Even if she plucks it, it's going to come back, and I'm going to sit.
And what?
I'm going to stare at it the whole time. And,
right.
So we ended up getting in her car, and then we went to this. Well, I lived in rural Pennsylvania, and we got into her car, and we went to this like lot back, and it's kind of in the woods, but it's actually behind my house. But she didn't know that.
Right.
So we were in the car fooling around a little bit, and I knew this was the last time I was going to see her. So I said, excuse me, I have to go outside to go to the bathroom. And I stepped outside, and then I just jumped in the woods.
And went home.
Wow.
So, never saw her again.
Left her in the woods.
And hot and bothered, too, in the car, thinking that you were coming back and you guys were going to make out.
What about the dude with the bloody hook? You weren't worried about that?
Nope, wasn't worried about him.
All right. Wow.
That's great.
One
thanks for the call.
Hair.
One hair growing.
She
should have thought
back.
About that before she had the one hair.
It would grow back. Let's go to Caesar in Covina. Good morning, Caesar.
Yeah, this is Caesar.
Hi. What? Tell us about you and leaving.
I took this girl to Black Angus,
mm-hmm.
and the whole night, she was picking her nose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Gross.
She was trying to be sneaky about it, putting her towel in front of her face and trying to pick at it, and I could see her rubbing the boogers on the napkin.
But at least she wasn't doing that at dinner, so that's good.
Yeah, she was.
Did you say anything to her?
I didn't say anything. What I did is took out my phone and set it for it to ring, and I told her that there was an accident in the family. I had to go, so I just called a cab for her.
Nice.
Well, at least he let it be known to his date that it was over, which
yes.
is more than anyone else that we've spoken with today, including Psycho Mike, has done. At least there was some sort of goodbye with him.
Yeah, it was false. It was a lie, but at least it was an attempt.
Right, right. Exactly.
All right, let's go to Ashley in Orange. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, thanks. Did you leave or get left?
I got left.
Oh, fantastic.
Tell us how that was.
Yeah. My friend Joey and I have been, we know each other for a long time. And he picked me up one time because I wasn't really into him, but we thought we'd try it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me to a bar, one over in Lake Forest. And when we got there, I started drinking, blah, blah, blah. And I am such a lightweight.
Uh-oh.
And
so a couple shots, you're already drunk.
Oh, like two.
Okay.
It was really embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So I guess I started acting really immature. Like, I started laughing at everything really loud, and I was touching everyone.
Good.
There was an instance where I actually went up to the bartender, and I started making out with the bartender right in front of Joey. And
great.
He basically told everybody that we were with, like, yeah, I'm going to go get something out of my car. I'll be right back. And he never came back.
Yeah, he did the right thing.
He did.
But you guys kind of were friends anyway, right? So he could have told you after the fact, hey, here's why I left, because you were an a-hole.
Yeah. It's just awkward now. We don't talk.
I can't imagine why.
And now it's time for the adventures of Captain Minutia. As his alter ego, Bean Baxter, Captain Minutia lives the quiet life of a creepy island-bound sheep herder. But when something minuscule and of minimal importance rears its ugly head, Baxter rushes to his secret headquarters beneath the giant clown head and emerges as Captain Minutia!
Hey, I don't know what this is all about,
hey,
but
Captain?
It's the Kevin and Bean show on the world-famous K-Rock. Stick around, the producer of Madden NFL 09 coming up, actor Danny McBride from Pineapple Express. And Tropic Thunder comes up next hour. What? What's the problem now, guys? What are you complaining about?
Here's the thing. Most people are not moved to action with anything short of an emergency. Let's say, you know, you're flying and there's something that was the worst service that you could possibly ever. Then you would think, maybe I'll take the time to write. But the smaller it is, the more Bean writes.
People in Germany stood by as Hitler was taking over.
That's correct.
And running roughshod over the rights of their fellow citizens. Did nothing. Didn't even write a letter.
Is that going to be you and I?
Yes, probably.
No, it's not.
No. But Bean, when something tiny, the littlest, most least important thing in the world, gets his hackles raised.
It can't be politics. It can't be local issues.
That's not true, by the way. I write letters on all of those things.
Big people are talking now.
What I'm saying is you guys don't care about, when I write to my congressman, you don't care about that. You only care about letters like this one that you perceive as...
Beans are dick. We'll let the listeners decide.
When you write to your congressman, it's though, why do you keep the flag on the left-hand side of the podium when we all know it should be on the right side?
How dare you?
So Bean has a blog, and it's...
Stronglywordedletter.com, by the way. And it seems to me that I get complaints if there aren't strongly worded letters on my blog like there are this time.
99% of the stuff on there, not strongly worded letters. But what's fascinating about Bean is that when he does write a strongly worded letter, it's about nothing. So, dear Mr. Arquette, this letter begins to Cairo Radio, which I believe is an AM talk station in Seattle.
Correct.
Please accept my suggestion in the spirit in which it is offered. By the way, that's never a good opening sentence.
No.
That means I'm going to insult you.
Yeah.
Take it well. This is a sincere effort to improve your on-air broadcast product.
Which, by the way, is true, and it was the intent of my letter.
Their
wasn't
product
to,
is fine.
It wasn't to embarrass or humiliate. It was to say I've got a constructive suggestion as a listener.
Radio business, and we put up with hundreds of emails just like this every day. And when we talk about it, our attitude is always, you know what? Don't effing listen then if you don't like it. Don't tell us how to do our job.
But I'm a fan of the station.
Here you are telling them how to do their job.
I am a fan of their station, and I do listen, and I think my listening experience would be enhanced if they would just incorporate a few of my suggestions. Look, I have a right as a listener to another station to complain, don't I?
No!
Not about this. Okay, so many of your news anchors seem to misuse some common terms to describe the weather. Bean is the grammar police.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that will make him fly into a tizzy more than anything on this planet is
Stephen
grammar.
King, where are your pronouns?
There's no tizzy going on here, by the way. I think I made a legitimate point that, keep reading the letter, and I think the listeners will agree that it was worth mentioning.
Here's the thing. My response to this letter, and I can only speak for myself, is F you. I don't know if everybody else's response will be that, but I'll read it. Okay. Many of the news anchors seem to misuse some common terms to describe the weather. Just this morning, I heard someone in your newsroom glumly describing partly cloudy morning, but perk up at the forecast that later today would improve to partly sunny. Is he not hearing what he's saying?
Oh, what an obnoxious turd.
If it is...
Is he
but
not
listen to the point, Ralph.
But listen to how you point. Phrase it, like a giant asshole.
No.
If it is
not at all.
Only partly cloudy in the morning, then it is actually mostly sunny. And his excitement over partly sunny weather coming later should be tempered by an understanding that it means it will be mostly cloudy.
Doesn't it sound to you in this description that he is saying the exact opposite of what he means?
Asshole.
No.
He's all excited. He's all excited about, it's going to be partly sunny later. When in reality, what he's telling us is it's going to be mostly cloudy later. It just seems like it's backwards.
They don't say part meaning less than half. You don't know what part cloudy part. It just seems some of the time it's going to be sunny, some of the time it's going to be cloudy.
And in different
areas.
The
sun will be breaking through. That's all he's saying.
Yeah.
He's not breaking it down to 49% and 51%. You tremendous douchebag of mythic proportions.
Shut up, Bean.
How can you?
That's
care?
Your understanding. That's
no,
not mine.
That's the way the words work.
If you read the National Weather Service, it often says partly cloudy.
I'm not saying partly cloudy can't be used. Partly cloudy is extremely accurate.
Partly cloudy doesn't necessarily mean
mostly
sunny.
I believe it does.
What you believe doesn't make it so.
This bad media habit of sometimes saying the opposite of what is meant reminds me of the exasperating expression used to describe two airplanes that fly too closely to each other. The reporter often refers to this near hit as a, quote, near miss. F you. Do you think this is going to get the program director to go, yes?
Wow, this obnoxious prick has really put me in my place. I'm going to change
let me just
some
say
things around here.
That if I were running a newsroom and
they're
were
not, thank God.
But I'm the person that I'm writing to is. If I were running a newsroom and somebody pointed out to me that my reporters were saying that a near miss was a near hit, they were saying it exactly wrong, that might be something that I would pass along to my staff so that it would sound better on the radio.
Is that enough, Ralph? No, he says old business.
Remember the other obnoxious letter I sent you?
I wrote you an obnoxious letter earlier, and it didn't get taken care of.
This is to your predecessor last year. A guy quit because Bean kept writing him letters.
That's not why he quit.
That's why dude had to leave the station. Couldn't take it anymore.
Your news anchors, stop referring to warmer and colder temperatures. Since a temperature is a number used to describe the weather, it can only be higher or lower.
Oh, sweet Jesus
in
heaven.
Oh, he told me this a couple of years ago.
Weather can certainly be warmer or colder, though, and that... And certainly makes more sense. I'm revisiting the point in this letter because the error still occurs on Cairo several times a day.
Oh, Bean, I wish I knew how to quit you.
Don't you understand that society as a whole
They're okay with this.
Hate you.
This stuff is fine.
I mean, when you say we're going to have warmer temperatures tomorrow, means that...
We know what it means.
The number will be higher, yes.
Yes,
the sun will
higher
be a
temperatures.
Brighter.
Thank you. It's warmer weather,
thing.
Higher temperatures.
It's the exact same thing.
It's not
thing.
The same thing.
It absolutely
one
is.
Except for the fact that one is correct and the other is wrong.
You can't have higher temperatures without it being warmer, douchebag.
They didn't say you could.
They
do it. Absolutely, they go hand in hand, but they're not synonymous. Higher temperatures, warmer weather.
I'm going to say it's higher temperatures, but it's going to be colder. I'll say that for you, which never happens in the history of physics.
I'm not suggesting that it ever could.
In the toilet and flush.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying.
Because look,
you're a tool. Higher temperatures equals warmer weather, and that's absolutely true. And both of those expressions are saying the same thing. Why not use one of them? Why mix and match and say,
why do you get the benefit of both?
You can't say warmer temperatures. It doesn't mean anything.
You know what it means?
It doesn't mean anything.
It's exactly what it means. It means it's getting warmer.
That is say it's getting warmer.
Do you think people don't understand what it means when someone says that?
He said warmer temperatures. I'm confused. I have no idea what's going to happen to the weather today.
Is he not listening to what he sounds like?
I'm just trying to help. I'm just doing my tiny part to help for accuracy.
Are you not listening to what you're saying? It's just arrogance. Just
it's not arrogant.
It's complete prickishness.
It's not at all. I mean, it may sound arrogant to you. It's not coming from a place of arrogance. It's coming from.
It's coming from your listener.
It's coming from a place of.
Not possible.
I feel that sometimes people use expressions on the air, and I'm guilty of this as anybody, without actually stopping sometimes to think about what they're saying and how it may be incorrect. That's all I'm suggesting.
But reread your letter before you send it. And say, wow, this sound makes me sound like an obnoxious know-it-all douchebag.
There certainly
I
is
need
a better
to rewrite
way to write this.
I need to rewrite this. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to address that by saying at the top it was a sincere effort to improve the broadcast on air.
And then
it wasn't attempted to be anything.
You countered that with everything else you wrote after the first thing you wrote.
You might want to just stick to one complaint, for example. You don't have to go back to the colder, warmer thing.
But
they
I don't
didn't
need to
fix,
be a guy who
or
writes
not add things by saying,
20 letters
not
in a row.
Hearing what he's saying, are you really writing that suggesting that maybe the guy is deaf? Because that's what your words
not at all.
That's what you're saying, though. That's what your words mean. You're
saying, he's
maybe
not,
the
he's
guy
not thinking
can't
about
hear
what he's saying.
No,
maybe
say
when
thinking.
He says.
You didn't say thinking. Thinking and hearing are two different things, Bean. By saying, is he not hearing what he's saying? Actually, what you're saying is he deaf? He cannot hear, literally hear what he is saying. Don't say hearing when you mean thinking, because thinking and hearing are not synonymous. They don't mean the same thing.
Well, then perhaps you should be writing your own letter then if you've got a better way to
care.
Say it.
A and B, how would Bean respond to this email if he were to receive it? Because we get a lot of complaints here at K-Rock.
I am grateful if somebody points out something that I'm doing that's a mistake. I'm absolutely grateful for it. Believe me. I mean, I get people all the time who will send me an email if there's an error or a misspelling or something like that in my blog, and I correct it right away, happy to have heard from them.
Let me ask you this question to just put a point on it. Do you think that this letter is going to make a difference at this radio station?
I hope so. That's why I spent the time and effort to send it.
Wrong.
Well, I don't know the answer
to that. I'd like
to
hear an update
in a month. You are not correct. They think you're an a-hole.
We need to draft a letter of apology to Cairo Radio in Seattle. That's what we need.
Keeping the world safe for tiny things that don't really matter. He cares when no one else gives a rat's ass. He's Captain Minutia.
OCRegister.com. Get more OC. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Shouldn't you be saying O period C period?
I'm sure I should. I'm sure
just
I did it
the
all
spirit
wrong.
With which it is meant.
Just trying to improve your performance.
Rivers Cuomo coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning.
Is he actually a river? Why is he calling himself a river when he's a human being? Shouldn't it be human Cuomo?
Also, we'll talk to Phil Frazier, the executive producer of Madden NFL 09, just went on sale this week, coming up after the news. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
I've got tickets to give away to a very funny feature film that I got a chance to see yesterday, and I'm highly recommending it to you. It is called The Rocker. It stars Rainn Wilson. This is the movie that will make him a big-time comedy movie star. I loved this film. Comes out in theaters on Wednesday, August the 20th. You get to see it before anybody else if you win tickets to the special K-Rock Advance screening of The Rocker. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets right now to caller number 10. Caller number 10, 1-800-520-1067. If you get through and you're the 10th caller, you're going to win those tickets to see The Rocker. So yesterday, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it.
I'm excited.
Great cast. The band that
He plays a drummer who was almost a big rock star in the 80s for reasons that become apparent in the course of the film. It didn't happen for him. But his bandmates do go on to success. So he gets a little bitter about that for about 20 years.
Ouch.
And his band is made up of Will Arnett, who's the lead singer of the band. Mm-hmm. It's like hair band. It's like Poison.
Yeah.
He plays the lead singer. What is that? Fred Armisen? What's his name?
Armistead.
Armistead from...
Armistead, yeah, from Saturday Night Live.
Is the bass player.
Funny guy.
Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Love him.
Is the guitarist of the band. So it's just, it's a great lineup. You got Jane Lynch in there. You got... who's the guy who plays Curb Your Enthusiasm? The manager in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Jeff Garlin.
Garlin is in it. Jane Lynch is in it. Great cast. Everyone's terrific. And the script is terrific. I really think you're going to like The Rocker when it comes out next week. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? I'm very excited about this news. I hope they're not yanking my chain. I hope they're not teasing me here, because I don't know. I think I'd be the happiest man on earth.
Is this the Adam West BS?
Yes, yeah. It's not BS.
Of course it is.
You don't even watch that show, do you?
I do now, almost.
Depending
on what happens, August the 25th, the New York Post reports that Adam West, that's right, TV's Batman, is one of the stars on the short list to join the cast of the 7th season of Dancing with the Stars.
Screw him.
How dare you?
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
More than anything. A representative for Adam says it's not definite yet, but he is definitely one of the people they are seriously looking at. They will decide on the cast when they announce it August the 25th. So, come on, everybody. Just say a little prayer. Pray for something important for a change. Ask God to put Adam West on Dancing with the Stars.
That's Captain Minutia, right back in them.
I will write a letter to Dancing with the Stars.
Yes,
we'll encourage them to select
Mr.
West if you'd like.
Please,
yes, he will.
Accept this in the spirit it was meant. Do you not know what you're doing?
Do you know what a star is? It is a celestial body that appears in the heavens.
People
cannot
for
be
example.
Stars. Call it Dancing with the Celebrities.
Ben Stiller is speaking out about the fact that a number of disability groups are calling for the boycott of Tropic Thunder because...
Hey, don't judge my disability.
Because the word retard is used in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they say that's unacceptable on many levels.
Yeah, that drives me crazy.
Here's the premise. Ben Stiller plays an obnoxious, arrogant movie star who's making a war movie, who's Tropic Thunder. And he has attempted to garner awards like Oscars and critical acclaim by playing a mentally challenged person in another film that he's done. And so they talk about that role, about him fishing for an Oscar, basically, by playing a mentally challenged
character. Which is mocking
that character. Has certainly happened.
Which is mocking the actor, not the...
I have the clip if you want it, Ralph.
Sure.
The clip from the movie of this Robert Downey Jr.'s character talking to Ben Stiller about the various actors in Hollywood who have tried to get an Oscar by playing those characters.
Dustin Hoffman, Rain Man, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Count two picks, cheated cards. Autistic. Sure. Not retarded. Yeah, Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his legs. But he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. You ain't full retard, man.
That sounds funny.
See? They're making fun of the a-hole actor.
Right.
It's not about pointing. Oh, dear God.
Ben Stiller's...
But what?
They're calling it the R word now, by the way. Now it's the R word. They won't even say it to describe it.
They need to stop.
Ralph, go. Go.
Ben Stiller responds with the following statement. It's an edgy territory, but we felt that as long as we focus was on the actors who were trying to do something to be taken seriously that's gone too far or wrong, and that's where the humor would come from. The joke is on the actors reaching for roles in the terms of hopefully winning awards.
You know what's funny is I'm sure what they were worried about was the actor playing a black man.
Probably.
That being controversial.
Right. Robert Downey Jr. plays a white guy who playing a black guy.
Who undergoes some sort of surgery
to play a black face.
So they braced themselves for that one?
And then
he's
going to
get heat. But doing it in blackface, yep. He's going to get attention.
They were definitely worried about that.
They never guessed the Tars would be upset.
You never know where it's going to come
from.
You really don't.
An N-word in the movie, too, that no one seems to care about because of the R-word is overshadowing.
That's old news, the N-word.
The N-word's yesterday's business.
Here's a new video game. Everyone's talking about Madden.
That guy. What do you need him for?
No one's talking about Facebreaker.
Facebreaker.
Oh my, hold on.
Lucy May.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
I've been having a Facebreaker in my pants.
You can't slide into depression mid-sentence, by the way.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Okay, Lucy May.
Hold everybody, Lucy May.
That was Mr. Simmons.
That was Mr. Simmons.
It was you being bad.
Facebreaker, an upcoming boxing video game, will feature Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt.
What? Hey, good news.
They have sold their images to the game. You can have Spencer and Heidi boxing each other and punching each other in the face.
That's kind of weird. They'd be fighting each other.
Splatter their faces?
Oh, yeah, it's gruesome. There's blood flows everywhere.
And they got paid for this?
I can see the...
Also, in the game will be Kim Kardashian.
What the hell?
Ooh.
You hate to see them get money, and yet at the same time, wouldn't
it
be fun to punch them?
How cathartic would that be if you could have Heidi punching Spencer in the face over and over again?
Be awesome.
It also has a special feature called the photo game face mode, where you can scan your face into the game.
Oh, I like it.
Using an Xbox Live Vision Cam or PlayStation Eye, and then stick it on an avatar in the game so you can become one of the characters in Facebreaker as well.
We could beat up Bean on
a
regular
basis. Kevin and Bean Facebreaker edition.
Every time one of us is annoying,
boom! What do you mean, boom? Isn't that more technically the sound an explosion makes, not so much a fist hitting a face? That's more of a noise. Please use it correctly in the future. Sincerely, Bean Bags.
I mentioned today was no day for celebrity birthdays.
Yeah, it's not a good day if it's your
birthday. That's like throwing the gauntlet of challenge down to our listeners.
Oh, no.
What did they come up with? They better come up with an A-lister,
though. They all did a bunch of research, including someone from the TV Guide Network, which takes this very seriously.
Wow.
And we came up with a few names that are sort of legitimate, sort of pseudo-legitimate celebrities.
If they were alive, a company. Though,
not your Don Hoes and your Alfred Hitchcocks. You're talking people who are alive,
These are
right?
people who are alive. Well, one of them barely, but still. Fidel Castro. Celebrates his 82nd birthday today.
Well, we certainly celebrate his birthday.
He's not really
year.
A celebrity.
He's famous.
Yeah.
But you don't usually
what do you need him for?
You don't usually do politicians or world leaders.
Or
it's really more.
All right, so we reject that one. Go ahead. Debbie Mazar from Entourage, who plays the press agent
on
that show.
She's okay. Good.
She was also in Goodfellas and a bunch of work.
As long as she's accompanied by an A-list name, that's
fine.
She's
44 years old today. And John Slattery. From Mad Men, who plays the boss over there on Mad Men.
Yeah,
he's a good actor. He is a great actor.
Show.
He is 45 years old.
He was on Ally McBeal, a bunch of shows.
Yeah. He's had a bunch of shows, and he's very talented. So,
your birthday still sucks, people.
Yeah, if you're born August 13th, screw it. My mom's birthday is today.
Your mom?
My mom is the most famous person on this list.
Your mom's birthday sucks.
How dare
you? Not your mom, her birthday.
All right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mom. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
There's no ceasefire, says the president of Georgia. There's ethnic cleansing going on.
What we are seeing in the areas is classical and World War II type ethnic cleansing and purification campaign.
Mikhail Saakashvili wants international peacekeepers, or there'll be no stopping the Russians.
They're taking things like, even furniture, toilet seats, killing people, terrorizing.
There's so many wars going on. Is the war against the whales finally over? The Navy, environmental groups, and a judge have signed off on new restrictions on the use of sonar. Low-frequency sound has been known to disorient whales and dolphins. The Navy insists it's got to train with the stuff, but they'll observe safety zones, including the breeding grounds of whales. And now for something completely different. Buckets of garbage. The LA City Council has voted to experiment with 5,000 homes by giving them an extra trash bin. That would make four. This one would hold 2 gallons of kitchen scraps, which could be recycled as compost. Can anything stop Michael Phelps? He picked up 2 more gold. He has 11 career, the all-time winningest Olympic athlete in history. And he's got 3 more shots at it. Dodgers and Angels won. 70s through 90s again. 69 at K-Rock. I'm Doc.
You know, it is funny. You spend so much time on this show and others talking about how much money these movies make. But these video games are getting to the point where a lot of them are making more than major motion pictures.
By far, yeah.
Like Madden, I read in the paper this week, the Madden NFL video games have made over $70 million. And a new one just came out this week, Madden NFL 09. We're very excited to find out more about it. We have the senior producer of the game, Phil Frazier, on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Phil, welcome.
What's going on, guys?
Big week. I read a quote from somebody, I think, in your company in the paper this week that said, we don't so much release it as we do just celebrate its arrival when Madden week arrives.
Yeah, it's definitely become kind of the normal for us. I mean, Madden's a huge phenomenon each year. You know, we sell to over 6 million people, and stores actually open up at midnight to sell our game. You know, not every game gets that sort of attention. So we're certainly proud of what we've done this year with Madden 09. It's the 20th anniversary of the game. We've got some really great features, and the team's just really proud of the product we delivered.
That's awesome that it's your 20th year. I would have guessed...
8?
Yeah, 8 or 9. I mean, I don't know.
I agree.
I would have never guessed 20.
Uh-uh.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I've actually worked on 8 or 9 of them, and I played it as a kid. So, yeah, I mean, the franchise has been around a long time. It started back in 1989. You know, John Madden had a vision for a football video game, and more importantly, an authentic football video game. And the key for him was 11 on 11, try to make it as real as possible, and that's definitely something we push for today.
What were the take us back if you can, because I don't remember. What were the platforms in 1989 that were available to play video games on?
I think it was really. I think there were several platforms available. You know, like I think it was the Nintendo, but the game itself was only available, I believe, on the Mac or the PC.
Wow.
So it started as a PC game, and then you know it became a Genesis game over the years. You know, everybody remembers Madden 93 or Madden 94. We actually have that available as a mode in one of our games this year, just to kind of look back and remember what it looked like. But you know, back then the game was very, very different. We didn't have 3D characters on the screen. We didn't have complex animation systems or even complex AI. And we would celebrate each year, you know, the addition of one new animation in the game. Hey, we have sideline catches this year.
Right.
And, you know, just to see how far it's come, it really is amazing.
It is. Now, tell us what was going on at Electronic Arts when the word came that Brett Favre, your cover boy for Madden NFL 09, had decided to come out of retirement and go play for the Jets, and you were sitting on a million games. What was the conversation like that day?
That was certainly a very busy day on our part. We were getting a lot of questions on, you know, are we going to update the box? Is there going to be a roster download available in the product? So we had to really do our homework that day to get ready for the onslaught of questions.
Well, there was a 2-month whirlwind that led up to that, though. You must have been saying, oh, I hope he comes back to the Packers.
You know, there was 2 months. We were actually quite pleased, mainly because anytime Madden's in the news, I guess, anytime Madden's connected to a player, for the most part that's in the news, it's usually a good thing. So, you know, we definitely like that people had Madden in their minds even before the game came out.
Yeah.
And the great thing about the product is we've got the technology now, thanks to these next-gen platforms, to allow us to update the rosters almost real time. We had a roster update available on Friday when he announced his trade on Thursday. So, you know, it's amazing that fans of the people that have already bought the game can already download the roster that has him as a starting quarterback on the Jets.
How about that? Now, what's Mr. Madden's participation in the game anymore? He does still record stuff for it, right?
He does. We call him Coach Madden, of course.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, he does a lot of voice work for the game. You know, this year he is the host. He's actually in the game as a video as well. You actually see a holographic John Madden as part of our all-new virtual trainer mode. And, you know, so he spends about a day with us in the booth, you know, doing audio recording and video. And on top of that, he looks at the product. He gives us feedback on things that he sees as potential issues. He's a stickler for authenticity. You know, he wants the game to be real. He gets a lot of feedback from players, coaches, and family and friends, and is very good about sending that on to us.
Phil, I'm pretty sure that we would pay a lot of money for the outtake reel that you have of John Madden recording.
I think a lot of people would.
Speaking of the players, if you're just joining us, by the way, the voice on the phone is Phil Frazier, senior producer of Madden NFL 09. It's available for all platforms and just everywhere this week. Everywhere where it's not already selling out. What kind of feedback do you get from players? Obviously, everybody wants to look good on the game. I mean, has there ever been anyone who's been ticked off at the way they're portrayed? They don't think that the player on the screen is as good as they are in real life?
You know, I wouldn't characterize it as being ticked off, but the biggest bit of feedback that we get from basically every player that talks to us is that their speed rating is too low. Everybody thinks they're faster than they are in the game, and we think it's great. You know, we get a call from Edgerrin James every summer. He wants to know what his ratings are, and then immediately, you know, start campaigning to get his point, you know, his speed raised a point or two. And,
really?
We just think it's really interesting that of all ratings in the game, that's the one most people care about.
That's hilarious. Now, every year when we talk about electronics and the technology that's coming, it seems like we get closer and closer to virtual reality, to something, you know, like the Wii that you can be hooked up to, that you feel like you're actually the one running on the field. Is something like that eventually going to happen in the Madden game?
You know, I think, you know, technology, you know, as we go from generation to generation, is obviously, it's growing in huge ways. We're seeing now visually the games look can look photorealistic in a lot of ways. On the Wii with that technology, of course, really pushed the limits of the actual controller technology itself. And instead of just hitting buttons, now you're moving your arms. So is there room for virtual reality on the road? I think without a doubt, we'll get to that point. But, you know, I think what you're going to see in the short-term future is really more to do with online. And we're starting to see our online numbers grow. You know, these next-gen platforms come with an online connection built into the box. All you got to do is plug it into your router or hook it up to your Wi-Fi.
And that means I could sit at my home and play you in your home?
Exactly. And I think, you know, that's what's happening right now. And it, even in the future, we're going to see more and more people getting online. We're going to see people creating their own content and games and sharing that content with the rest of the gaming community. And we're going to see people playing together. I think co-op gameplay is really what it's all about. You know, it's fun to beat your buddy, but it's actually a lot more fun when you guys can work together and have a fun team experience instead of just beating up on each other the whole time.
Now, beating up on each other's better.
All right, there's always one loser in that equation.
That's true. That's right.
We're almost out of time, Phil. I got a couple more quick questions before we let you go. One is, who among actual NFL players is the best player at Madden?
You know, there's
I don't mean in the game. I mean in real life. Who really rules in this game?
Oh, in the game. Interesting. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, it is a team sport, but and I'll tell you that the Cowboys and the Patriots are phenomenal in this year's game. Those are my two favorite teams to play with. And on those two teams, I think one of the best players is, well, I'll give you two, and I know I'm not really answering your question. Tom Brady and Randy Moss, the combo there is really hard to stop.
Yeah.
So if for fans looking for kind of some go-to guys, I would go there first.
It's funny, I thought you said the Cowboys.
I did. I'm a Redskins fan, and okay. It really pains me to even mention them. But
I bet.
Their ratings in the game really are good this year.
I got you.
Well, Madden NFL 09 is available everywhere. And again, this year, we don't have much time to get into it, but another great soundtrack featuring lots of bands you know and love, like Franz Ferdinand, Gym Class Heroes, All-American Rejects, The Offspring are on there, Shinedown. A lot of bands we play, and a lot of good up-and-coming new bands. And that's a conversation for another day about how many bands, just like how many players, are dying to be involved in this game. But once again, it looks like you've done it, dude. Congratulations on NFL 09. It looks super.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
All right.
Bye now. I'm not exactly sure how this happened, but all movies come out on Wednesdays now.
I know.
I'm not sure what that's
about. It's the new Friday, Kevin. Come on. Just like 50 is the new 40 and black is the new gray.
Tropic Thunder comes out today. We have the actor Danny McBride. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Thanks for joining us. I thought there was some new rule in Hollywood that they weren't allowed to release a movie unless you're in it this summer. I don't know what the deal is, but all of a sudden, check you out.
That is the new rule, and my parents have drafted that contract
nice.
Up, and everyone in town has signed it, which is great.
Those of you that have seen Pineapple Express or the commercial, he says, "Thug Life!" That's him. That's what you're going to be famous for. That's what they're going to sing at your funeral.
That's great. I will share that with Tupac. I like that.
we'll talk about the Pineapple. We'll talk about the Tropic Thunder in a second. But I first want to start with Pineapple Express because I did see that one over the weekend, Danny. And I knew it was going to be funny. Obviously, anything coming out of Apatow's camp is going to be funny. And I love Seth Rogen. I expected that. I wasn't expecting how unbelievably violent it is. And you get the crap beaten out of you in this movie.
I do, and a lot of those injuries are real. You know, David Green, the director, he didn't really want to use stuntmen for a lot of the stuff because he's like, stuntmen know how to take a punch and know how to, you know, throw one, and that we're going to lose all the comedy if that's what's in here. So we just had to jump in there and fight each other, and I got my head split open by Mr. Franco. He gave me a big bong hit to the back of the head.
Nice.
It's a little souvenir from the film that I take with me everywhere.
Now, when the director says, hey, we're not going to use stuntmen because it doesn't look real, do you say, huh? What? I'm sorry, what?
Hello.
Well, you know, I went to college with David Green, the guy who directed it, so I knew, you know, honestly, I was like, he's going to just make me do this just out of just for him.
You think he went home and said, you'll never believe what I got McBride to do today?
Oh, he made me shave my armpits. He made me shave my sideburns. He did all that just out of pure torture.
Yep, just to make you miserable. It's so funny. And it's not just, hey, I'm involved in a fight where I'm throwing furniture around the department. I mean, this movie, when you see it, there are car chases, there are explosions, there are knife fights. I guess it's not dissimilar to Tropic Thunder in terms of how much running around and how much real crazy violence goes on in the film.
I know. I think with both those films, we really just hope it reaches the children. You know, we really want
sure.
You know,
that's good. Now, Tropic Thunder, I've been looking forward to since I saw the very first commercial for it. It looks awesome. I'm glad it's coming out today. It's Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr., and they're trying to set out to make the most expensive war movie ever. Mm-hmm. What goes wrong?
You know what goes wrong is it's just kind of like what's wrong with, you know, in Hollywood sometimes today. It's like everybody's there. Nobody's really committing. They're just, you know, they're worried about their trailers or their TiVos. And when real danger comes onto the set, it's kind of like these guys have to really step up and take hold of things.
Now, all three of those actors that Kevin mentioned are known for their improvisation. I would imagine that there must be a million different ways to play some of these scenes in the movies. It had to get pretty crazy on set sometimes.
It definitely did. I mean, we were definitely encouraged to improv and to play around with things, but sometimes when you have like humongous napalm explosions and helicopters, that kind of like gets you in the zone of just like saying whatever you need to say to get out of the direct hit zone.
You don't want everybody to be waiting on you?
Yeah, exactly. The jets are hovering overhead.
tell us about Cody. What's Cody all about?
Cody is the head of special effects on the film Tropic Thunder, and so he's a guy who has all the boom boom, knows how to light a fire.
I like it. I'm upset. I'm a pyromaniac. That should be a job for me.
Definitely.
This is going to be porn to you. Then.
where did you guys film all this stuff that looks like it was in deepest, darkest Africa in the jungle?
Oh, it was really tough. We filmed it in Kauai. It was a really tough.
You went to Hawaii?
Brutal.
Son of a bitch. That's awesome.
Yeah. All my like travel pictures are all with like Nick Nolte. It's incredible.
That's really bizarre. Well, it looks like it's fantastic. We're excited that it does come out today. What's the thinking behind the Wednesday release? Do you know?
You know, I don't. I think kind of from what I've heard is that it's one of those things where with these big movies like this, they think are going to do well. You know, putting it on Wednesday just gives people more of a chance to see it so the buzz can get up for the weekend. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's just that their calendars got messed up with, you know, Y2K and Friday to them. I don't know.
Wow, that's the first Y2K reference in quite some time.
It has been a while. Well, it's a terrific summer for you. You're great, great, great in Pineapple Express, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Tropic Thunder 2. And remember the name, folks, Danny McBride. Right on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Thanks for joining us, Danny. We enjoyed it.
Hey, no problem, you guys. Take care.
Thank you. Here's the first line in this article, and I'm not a big fan of politics, as you know, and at least we only have about another, 4 months to go. Mm-hmm. The self-proclaimed favorite TV shows of Barack Obama and John McCain don't tell you who the candidates are. They tell you who they believe they need to be. And they're both coming out now. I guess you can kind of feel like you find something out about people by what TV they like, what movies they like, what music they like, that kind of stuff.
And if you're running for office, you have to be concerned about your image and you have to have a carefully crafted response.
So Obama says he likes MASH and the Dick Van Dyke Show, which are older
white shows.
White shows.
Right.
And John McCain, Dexter and The Wire.
Really?
Because he's young and hip.
Kevin,
he's young
come
and
on.
Hip. That's why he likes
Wire.
Those.
Well, one of those men will be the next president of the United States. And we've got Senator McCain from the great state of Arizona on the phone to find out more about his TV and music habits. Good morning, Senator. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, what's up, my jiggers?
Senator, why can't you just be who you are? Why do you have to pretend to be watching The Wire just because you want to get the young or the urban vote?
No, it ain't like that, dog. I'm being for reals.
What is your favorite story?
Dig it.
What's your favorite storyline on The Wire?
I like the one where the guy has the wire on.
Okay.
And people can hear what the other people are saying. Uh-huh. And that sure gets him in a lot of trouble.
Do you even know what The Wire is? Are you aware of what it is? Do you know what the show's about?
The Wire's what the man uses to come down on my peeps, yo.
Your peeps?
Yeah.
Aren't you the man?
Yo.
It seems like you're the man.
No, man, I'm not the man. Man.
All right, Dexter's another one that you say you are. I love that show.
I love him, too.
And what's he about? Tell us your favorite storyline on.
He's got mad skills, yo.
No?
And those mad skills are what, though? What does he do?
Stopping the business from bizzing.
Nope. You know, he's a serial killer.
Sure.
but he only
funky and fat and fresh, too.
Nope, he's not any of those. But he only kills bad guys.
That's right.
But he carves them up. You know that, right?
Like Spidey and Audrina.
What?
Okay, wow.
You mean Spencer and Heidi from the Hills is what you mean?
That's right. I call him Spidey, yo. Because we're in the same club. In the club. I'm
okay.
In the club.
Senator, what, again, yo? You don't have to try to be something that you're not. People
Why is
already.
He coming at a brother like that?
Well, you're not a brother. You're a 75-year-old white dude.
Yeah, but I was raised on the streets of Compton.
No, you weren't.
No, you were. No.
No. Okay.
What the hell?
Nope.
All right. That brings up.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton.
Senator, that brings up the question about the music that the candidates listen to. Barack Obama says his favorite singer is Frank Sinatra, and you can read that to mean, hey,
whatever
old white.
With that old stuff, man.
Right. Well, he wants old white people to vote for him because he doesn't have those. But you say that your favorite singer is Usher,
yeah,
meaning you want young urban people to vote for you.
I love Usher.
What's your favorite Usher song?
I love them all so much I can't think just one.
Yeah.
Usher and I were hanging the other day.
Yeah.
And he was very nice to me. He helped me to my seat. He had a flashlight and he took my ticket.
That's
and
an Usher.
And I sat right down where I was
supposed to. Same guy.
No, that's props to you, Usher.
No. Usher is a singer. He's a young black man who's a very famous, very popular R&B and pop singer. He doesn't give you instructions on how to find your seat in a movie.
Telling me I'm the one that said stop wearing the Band-Aid.
Okay.
That's not
Nelly. Not that's not him at all. It's a different
Nelly.
Guy.
This is a dude, man.
And Nelly stopped wearing the Band-Aid a long time ago.
She sure did.
It's not
he,
her.
Nelly, oh, wow.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you've... You got my vote. I'm,
tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton.
Okay. All right, Senator. Well done.
I love you.
That's what we hear. All right.
Give me some booty.
You guys want the Weezer? We got the Weezer.
That's how Bean bought his Weezer CD. That's how he buys everyone. He meets the guys at a pre-appointed time, parking lot.
Mm-hmm. It was just a one-time deal, but I never regret it. Best $5 I ever spent, by the way.
Did you buy it because you were afraid of him?
No, that was Lightning, who gets intimidated by people who sell stuff on the street.
That's what Senator Craig said, wasn't it? He got together with one guy in a parking lot. It was just the one time.
That is what he said.
It was just a one-off.
I think he did.
That's what he said. It's never going to happen again.
Yep. Anyway, wake up with Weezer. It's our latest Kevin and Bean breakfast. We'll talk to Rivers Cuomo about that and about their upcoming forum show right after the news at 9. First, that's Ralph, and he's here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning.
Before I beat you, I've got tickets to the special K-Rock advance screening of a movie called The Rocker. Stars Rainn Wilson of The Office fame. I got a chance to see this movie yesterday, and I'm telling you, it is one of my favorite movies of the year. Laughed out loud, but it's not just a dopey comedy. I mean, Kevin will like this, but it's actually also a good movie. That's the combination. It's got laugh out loud moments, and it's got an excellent script, and it really tells a story on top of it all.
Are you suggesting that I don't like good movies?
I think he's coming out and saying it really more than he's suggesting it.
Oh.
Anyway, we've got a chance to see it before it opens next Wednesday, August the 20th. It's the special K-Rock screening. I've got two pairs of passes to give away right now. Callers number 13 and 14, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Callers 13 and 14 win a pair of passes to the advanced screening of The Rocker. I promise you, you will like it. I haven't walked out of a theater feeling that good about a movie in a long, long time. Especially in a summer filled with big blockbusters. You got, the Tropic Thunder coming out today, and Dark Knight, and Iron Man, and just everything's blowing up, and it's in your face. This is a very... Easy, Gene Simmons. This is a very... heartfelt yet not sappy sentimental comedy that you will really enjoy. I guarantee it. So,
ooh, it's quiet. Pop up your question.
There they are.
And by guarantee, you mean money back guarantee.
If you go and don't like it,
Ralph will give you your money back.
I will double what I spent to see it yesterday. I will send you a check for that amount of money.
Dude, that's generous.
Well done.
That's me. Isaac Hayes died of a stroke.
Oh. This ain't right.
His family doctor confirmed it yesterday, and the Memphis police say there will be no autopsy, of course, because he's black.
What?
All right, and Cyrus, hang on a second
want
here.
To uncover the conspiracy where the government is killing off our black entertainers.
Why the whole got to be black?
He had a stroke. They don't have to do an autopsy on a guy if they know why he died.
You can just tell by looking at him, right? Look at him.
That's
he's laying next to his treadmill. Obviously,
a
stroke.
Had a stroke if you don't do an
autopsy.
I know
it wasn't a heart attack. Huh. How do you know it was an injection at the base of his skull? They poisoned his brain.
You?
How do you know? You don't know.
No, but neither do you.
Well, that's why we have an autopsy, Kevin. Let's find out the truth. Let's peel back the layers of the onion.
Why do you think someone's trying to kill Chef, though? I don't understand.
I don't know. Why do you think no one is?
It was Cartman. Guarantee.
He was 65 years old.
Cartman?
No. Britney Spears is ready to speak out.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh. Ready to tell her story to the world.
I can't wait.
She just gave her first interview in over 2 years to OK Magazine, and the issue will hit stands this Friday. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. Word is, you can also expect to hear from her dad in the interview, Jamie Spears, who spoke out on managing her life, on her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, and on her two little boys, Jaden and Sean. So, Jamie and Britney teaming up to set things right.
This girl's going to be talking to us?
I'm confused because I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Like what part of life?
Life. Like things and things.
Can't wait.
I saw a clip yesterday. You know, Britney's making an appearance at the MTV VMAs where she was so disastrously on stage last year. And I saw a clip of her yesterday in rehearsal with your comedian friend, Russell Brand.
Yeah, they're filming promos.
Yeah, and she looked pretty lucid, pretty aware. She looked like she was having a good time and making sense with what she was saying. So
that's not what we want.
Maybe she's back, Kevin. I don't know, but
you can have the OK Magazine interview. I'm waiting for the tell-all book by her former manager, Sam Lufty.
Oh, no.
Dear God.
Star Magazine reports he is trying to sell an expose on the pop singer for millions. He's going to sell his book, but it's going to cost you millions if you want to read about what he saw when he was with Britney.
I don't think each person has to pay millions.
How long was he with her? Three months?
Each book is going to cost you millions of dollars.
Really? Wow.
No, I think the deal, the publishing deal he's looking for is worth millions.
Yeah, he was with her, it seems like, for 3 months, but
he claimed she was suicidal, and once he had to pull her out of a cocaine party while she was doing a striptease.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's Britney, bitch. Uh-huh.
How many of us doubt that, by the way?
No one.
And why do we need to read his book to know that?
Because I want to hear all about her doing lines off my schwanz.
And what an asshole. That cocaine party was about to turn into the best party
and
ever.
He pulls her out of it. So much for airtight Britney. Which is opening, I think.
So good band.
Blah, 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 blah. Zac Efron's a big mo.
Yes, he is.
Oh, how dare you?
Yes, he
What's
is.
My sweet Zach up to?
Apparently over the weekend he was at a beach party, but then photographers showed up and he got so panicked he had to run into the house with his girlfriend Vanessa where she flat ironed his hair.
I don't blame him for wanting to look his best at all times.
Oh, come on.
Can we steer away from gay people?
Can being is the question.
No is the answer.
Once his hair was properly coiffed, then he came back out and faced
and
the
looked
music.
Fabulous.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
Either you, in my opinion, most straight men don't look this good.
Hey,
that was incredibly gay.
Salma Hayek's a pretty good sister. Her younger brother Sammy Hayek is a designer, and he just got a deal with Target to design their new home collection.
Okay.
So Salma's been handing out $500 gift cards to all her friends so they'll go to Target and buy his stuff.
Wow.
It's a pretty good idea. Make him seem popular, right?
Wow.
Sure.
This Sammy Hayek stuff is flying off the shelves. Get his planet. Especially the Brentwood location. So she is supporting her younger brother. So that's kind of cool.
She's awesome.
She is way awesome.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
Being awesome, have you seen it at PopCrunch.com? You ever go there, PopCrunch.com?
Sometimes. Yeah.
They got photos up of Kim Kardashian in her new bikini. Have you
seen
her?
Yes.
Come on!
Cannons, people. Big old boobies.
But the proportion of boob to hip to butt is just spot on. It's just dynamic.
Giant size cannons.
Just, I'm loving it. Da-da-da-da-da. Speaking of loving things, oh, I cannot wait for August the 25th.
August the 25th?
It's like Christmas Day.
Is that a week from Friday?
Mm-hmm.
I think Christmas Day may be December 25th, Ralph. You sound confused.
Please take this letter in the spirit which it was meant. August the 25th is the day they're going to announce the new cast for Dancing with the Stars, and according to the New York Post...
Wait a minute. You were annoyed by the guessing...
Show.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
That's before it got magical. New York
right,
Post
Right, but you
says,
were complaining about the speculation about a goddamn reality show about dancing that you hate, is what you were telling us.
The New York Post says, front runner to appear on season 7 of Dancing with the Stars, TV's Batman,
he's
Adam
a
fag.
West.
Oh, Adam West.
You. Yeah! My God.
You're doing lunges over there, Psycho Mike? I'm trying to do a story here.
He just hurt himself.
Adam West on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Oh. You know he's got to break out the Batusi, right? Does that whole thing that Josh stole from him in Pulp Fiction?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing that can't be fixed by little Adam West.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Yes, you know, please, sir. May I have another?
I hope that he's not on that show just so that we don't have to hear you come in and talk about Dancing with the Stars each day. And that's not going to be worth it.
I hope he's on it and he wins it. That's what I hope, Kevin.
Wow. You guys are diametrically opposed for a change. What a surprise. Usually you're right on the same page.
Look, I love Adam West. You guys know that. He's one of only three celebrities I care about. So if he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, I'm excited.
Well, couldn't be any more excited than I am. I'd like to be his
partner. I mean, it's humiliating to me as a fisherman.
I would like to join the cast as his partner.
They usually have a female partner.
I didn't mean dance partner,
oh,
man.
All right. Sorry.
I just meant partner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're an abomination.
I just want to hold his utility.
You make money promoting sin.
That's true.
I certainly do. Today's celebrity birthday is Debbie Mazar. She is on Entourage. She plays Adrian Grenier's publicist on that show. Very funny, very talented. 44 years old today. John Slattery from Mad Men plays Cooper of Sterling Cooper. Or he plays Sterling. I think he plays Sterling of Sterling Cooper,
yeah,
the advertising
right.
agency where everybody works over there. He's 45 years old today. And
if you come up with any more birthdays, email Ralph at krock.com.
This is it.
Throughout
this
the
is
day.
The last showbiz beat of the day. This is tomorrow we'll take on August 14th birthdays, which I'm sure will be much more scintillating. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We've been in the breakfast business for a long time here at K-Rock, and we had a very short list of people we still have not been able to wrangle for a Kevin and Bean breakfast show. We're very happy to get ready to soon cross Weezer off the list. We are giving away tickets this week, along with tickets to see the band in all their glory at the Forum, October 14th. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10. Let's say hello to Rivers Cuomo from the band Weezer on the phone with us now on the world-famous K-Rock. Good morning, Rivers.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the upcoming Forum gig. I can't imagine, no matter how long you're in this business, it's still not a thrill to play a place like the Forum.
Yeah, this will be our first time, so we're pretty excited, and it feels like a big step for us.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. The show is coming up on October the 14th. Angels and Airwaves on the bill, and I think I also read the Tokyo Police Club is on the lineup, too. And tickets are going on sale this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. You guys have been doing a lot of work for the Red Album. Seems like it's been a busy year for Weezer.
Yeah, we made a video. We recorded 14 songs for the album, and we're starting to shoot the next video now for Troublemaker. Actually, it's going to be shot on the 21st in L.A.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, I think we need the help of your listeners.
Fantastic.
So, because we need a ton of people in this video. So if anyone's interested, go to Weezer.com. I don't think the information's up there yet, but it will be soon. What we want to do is have try to break as many world records as possible at one time.
So, I like it.
We're coming up with a list right now. We have we want to do the largest group of air guitarists, the largest breakdancing circle.
Awesome.
Most drummers playing the song, same song at the same time. Highest stage dive. Biggest game of musical chairs, all that kind of stuff.
Now, Rivers, have you set records before like that?
What's that?
We've tried to set Guinness World Records, and there has to be 17 cameras, and you have to, justify everything.
Paperwork, judges.
It's ridiculously hard.
We're going to have a person from the Guinness book there on the site.
Or you could do that.
Official. Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like that would make it a lot easier.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And you say soon at Weezer.com will be information on where to go and what you're looking for, right?
Yeah. That's for the Troublemaker video.
We can announce that, too, on the 21st when it comes up, just to let people know. That's one thing we know about your fans is that it turns out they'll want to be in your video.
Yeah.
Yeah, our fans are a very active part of what we're doing. And for example, the Hootenanny tour we just did, we went up and down the West Coast, and we had just invited the fans to bring their own instruments. And, hundreds of people showed up with strings or horns or kazoos or whatever, and we had these giant jam sessions.
That sounds awesome until the a-hole that always shows up everywhere comes and he's got a really loud instrument and he's bad at it. And did it backfire on you where you go, okay, seriously, we've got to get this guy out of here?
We had to reposition a few people.
That's well put.
Further away from the mics?
Exactly. But, you know, I think our fans were really excited to be challenged in this way, and they took it seriously. They rehearsed the songs, and they showed up prepared.
I know that most do, but there's just always that one that just drives you out of your mind, makes you go, wow, this is a bad idea.
Rivers, I almost don't want to ask you too many questions now because I know we're going to see you in just a few days for the Wake Up with Weezer, the Kevin and Bean breakfast show. But one of the things that people love about you and love about your band is how much you try to be inclusive with your fans. You really do everything you can, it seems like, to break down the wall between who's in the band and who's not.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really know where that comes from. I think we're just trying to have fun, and it seems like fun and a new thing to do to collaborate with our fans and with the audience. And, you know, sometimes it just feels stale to keep up that wall, and it just feels a little artificial, so... looking for new things.
It seems like a lot of bands end up being tired and they're too overscheduled and they really don't feel like they're having fun. They start to get in a rut where it's really difficult, a lot of work, and they just want to do the minimum. How does that not beat the life out of you?
Well, you know, we went through that phase, actually, and I think we just learned the hard way that we got to keep things exciting, and there's no point in and doing things the smart way if it's boring. So we have to change it up. Even if it seems scary or if it seems like we might be hurting our career, just go for it.
Well, you know better than anybody, more so than we can tell you, about how rabid your fans are. And we've been hearing from them from all over the world since we made the announcement about you guys being in town for the Kevin and Bean breakfast and for the show at the Forum. And I've seen more pictures of Weezer tattoos already than I ever thought existed. Pictures of girls in wedding dresses holding their Weezer albums. I mean, it's insane how much they love you. And that's why this event that we're going to do with you is going to be so fun, because it's going to be a tiny little place with a very small number of Weezer fans. And they're going to get the opportunity to ask you questions and have you play for them in a small room. And then, of course, the people who win that also get to see the big show, which is going to be at the Forum on October the 14th. Angels and Airwaves opening up. Tickets go on sale for that show this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. You haven't lived till you've seen the Weezer in concert, right? I mean, people should definitely go out and go see the Forum show. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, these Hootenanny gigs were awesome to see something really strange and different and weird, but there's nothing like the big rock show in an arena where we got, you know, all the big amplifiers, the big guitars, the big drums, and play through all our hits, and everyone, 10,000, 15,000 people will be singing along. So that's nothing like that.
Well, we're going to look forward to it. We'll look forward to spending some more time with you next week as we wake up with Weezer. Rivers, thanks for coming on, man. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Let me tell you why we rule. Let me tell you what I like about us is that K-Rock is throwing an end-of-summer party at Six Flags Magic Mountain this Saturday with Katy Perry and the Airborne Toxic event. Tickets are on sale now, or you can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you get on the air for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew.
And how responsible are you and I for that promotion?
Well, not a bit. We're just glomming on to
Bean's been
K-Rock's
up there all
majesty.
Week putting up decorations.
A little less about how much we like us then.
I was speaking in terms of the radio station, not so much the Kevin and Bean show, but we are giving away the tickets to the listeners for joining us on the air right now.
All right, let's start with Emily in Long Beach. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, I wanted to just say, Ralph and Kevin, I want you to leave Bean alone.
No, thank you, Emily.
Yes, because I understand the need for tension to create, you know, a dramatic show and whatnot, but...
Trust me.
We're not creating nothing.
We're trying to hold it back.
Well, I just understand Bean. I love him. I love him.
Thank you,
1994.
Thank you, Emily. Go on.
And, you know, you guys, I don't understand Ralph especially. Can you not, you know, debate rationally without being so butthurt?
No.
Tell it.
No.
Tell it.
Shut up, Bean.
You know, Ralph, do you have anything to say? Come on. Let's
look,
go.
Emily is calling about a conversation we had earlier today where Bean wrote another letter to an AM talk station in Seattle about their grammatical errors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we were saying F you to him. And I think that was
I think I'm restrained when I deal with being
relatively restrained.
He has a point. He has a point.
No, he doesn't.
That's his human right to.
Yes, of course it is.
Yes, but it's our human right to hate him.
Kick him right in the balls. Emily.
He's infuriating, Emily, as are you. I can see why you two like each other.
Does it?
I don't even know Emily, but I love her so much.
Does it bother you when they say partly cloudy instead of partly sunny? I mean, does that drive you to drink?
No, not that. But, you know, certain things shut the hell up. Humanity do.
Certain things in humanity.
I think you're a prize, Emily. I can tell.
It bothers me when they say partly sunny and what they mean something different from what they're saying. That's what bothers me. But we won't get back into that. But, Emily, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay. Oh, one last thing.
You fat.
Oh, how dare you. How dare you talk about my sweet Emily like that.
She is a little troll of a woman. I tell you that right now.
Honestly, $3.99 if a pound.
Oh, you can't.
I think she's probably a Victoria's Secret model. She just didn't want to tell us that. All right, let's talk to... Wow, this is a weird group of calls today, isn't it?
Yeah, let's talk to Enrique in Pico Rivera. Good morning, Enrique.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Okay, so I'm the guy that bought Madden at midnight the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it till about 6 in the morning. I actually fell asleep playing it.
We were making a joke about that the day after, I think Monday night at midnight it went on sale. We were making a joke yesterday about how, about 6 a.m. there have been people playing for 6 hours. That was you.
Yeah.
All right.
That was me.
And do you love it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I actually had to go, I get into work the next day. I actually took like a half day and I said I was sick or something. And then I kind of just like carried it over like into like today. I just said I'm still sick.
So you've been calling in sick all week to play Madden.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna. I'm probably gonna take off the rest of the week. Actually,
yeah.
Well, we are two for winners so far of our listenership.
Where do you work, Enrique?
I'm sorry.
Where do you work?
I work at a bank.
What bank is that?
I'm sorry.
What bank is that?
Banco Popular.
Nice.
Wow. Popular.
Nicely done, Enrique. Wow. He was a loser right until that moment.
It's not how you say it, by the way. Lisa, how do you say it?
Banco Popular.
Thank you. Learn how to pronounce it.
All right, funny, Enrique.
Enrique sounded too stoned to come up with something that funny. I was very impressed. All right, speaking of Madden, which NFL 09 is out now, let's talk to Frank in Northridge. He's on line 7. He wants to add to the conversation we're having about Brett Favre in the game. Hey, Frank, go ahead.
Yes, sir. What it do, nephew?
What it do, Frank? Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I had a question about Brett Favre being on the cover.
Yes.
Do you think the curse will affect him?
Yeah, it already has.
It already has. His legacy is tainted now.
He got him traded.
Everyone hates him in Green Bay now.
Well, yeah, who would have thought that was possible 6 months ago, by the way?
No kidding.
Yeah, huh? He was the most popular quarterback, but I guess it happens.
I don't know.
He's in a different jersey, though.
Yeah, but you know what I think is going to happen with him is the same with most of these players like this, is that no one will remember what happens next unless he wins a Super Bowl. No one will. They'll think of him as a Packer.
People in Green Bay will. They'll remember.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's better to fade away than burn out, huh?
They consider him a traitor.
It happens.
Yeah, happens to everybody on the cover of Madden 09.
Yes.
Or Madden whatever.
I don't believe in the curse, but it certainly is interesting how many bad things have happened to players who have been featured on the front of that game. It really is a pretty remarkable group of athletes.
So you would call it just the Madden coincidence?
I'm just saying. Yes. I don't want to go so far as to say there is a curse, but it's weird. That's all.
It's a weird coincidence. That is true.
That's a lot of coincidences in a row. At what point does it become the curse?
I don't know. I don't believe in curses. I just don't. Let's take Randy in Roland Heights, if we can squeeze in one more, because he's calling. I think he's got an Olympics question. I'm not sure. Hey, Randy, what'd it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Randy?
What's going on?
I just wanted to comment on, I think that the other countries are douchebags because they're complaining that supposedly that our swimsuits are made from NASA, so they think that we're cheating.
The other athletes are complaining that the U.S. swimmers are cheating because they have swimsuits made by NASA?
Yep. They were complaining on the news yesterday saying that we're cheating by using swimsuits made from NASA.
Well, I mean...
Made by NASA, you mean?
I thought every country can make whatever swimsuits they want as long as they follow the guidelines by the Olympic Committee. I mean, they're legal. If they're legal for the competition, then, oh, well, you should have bought better swimsuits.
Exactly. That's my point.
Is this the French team that's complaining?
Exactly.
Got beaten the other night?
That's what they came here to do, was beat us.
That's what they said. They were mouthing off, and then the Americans came back and beat them.
It's about 7 square inches of cloth. How much of a difference can that make unless there's a rocket up your ass? Let's have like an afterburner
In your ass.
It looked like it with that.
I did read that the swimsuits, and this is hard for me to fathom because I don't understand this level of science or competition, but they can only wear those swimsuits for like 2 or 3 rounds in the pool, and that's it. Then they have to destroy them and put on a new one.
There must be some sort of
don't last.
Material or covering that makes them more slippery through the water that you lose after a few wearings.
It just disappears?
They're made out of taffy. Eventually, it just dissolves.
I mean, I guess if you're talking about hundredths of a second, it makes a difference what kind of shape your swimsuit is in. But it's too complex for me.
But like you say, as long as they follow the rules, the other countries can do the same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're just not as good as Americans, that's all.
Our swimsuits are edible. That's all I'm telling. That's the difference.
I want to thank all of our many, many guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of Madden NFL 09 in stores now, thanks to Phil Frazier, senior producer, for joining us. Also, how about the best person in the world, listener Trent, who runs MakePsychoMikeStop.com.
Yes.
Come on.
He's doing the right thing.
Be the solution. Sign the petition. Get Psycho Mike off the air. I have already signed it, and I expect by this time tomorrow, all of you will have signed it as well, by the way. I want to thank actor Danny McBride for joining us. You can see him, of course, in the Pineapple Express in theaters now, and Tropic Thunder also that opens up today. And thanks to our friend Rivers Cuomo for joining us from the band Weezer on to talk about not only the Wake Up with Weezer Kevin and Bean breakfast that's happening soon, but Weezer along with the Angels and Airwaves on October 14th at the Forum. Tickets go on sale through Ticketmaster this Saturday at 10 o'clock.
And tomorrow morning we have tickets for both. We're going to give you tickets to the Forum and to the Breakfast with Weezer, which is one we've been looking forward to for a long time. Also tomorrow we're going to talk to the king of long distance running, King of Mexico. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yes, is now in a 6K race. 6K, right?
5K.
5K.
6 miles. A little over 6 miles.
Is that weight or distance?
I believe it's 6K. Distance. It's distance.
Okay. He doesn't seem to be taking it very seriously, though.
I've said he is the Armenian comedian of running.
He is. He has
immense confidence.
Zero reason to be confident and immense confidence.
I thought a 5K was only 3-something miles.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I know it's about 6 miles, Dave. Is it a 5K?
I think it's a 10K.
Maybe it's a 10K.
That's 6 miles.
Okay. There you go. I don't know.
I think that's what it is.
That makes sense.
It's a long race.
It's more than Dave can run.
Yes. For him to run.
That's the only important thing, is that it's way more than he can run.
I'll do it easy.
And also tomorrow morning we have live music. Airborne Toxic Event will be in the studio.
Oh, I love them so much. That album is so great.
New band. I certainly hope so.
I hope Rodney introduces them. I hope so as well. He loves that band. He talks about them all the time.
He does. Yeah.
When he does talk about them, it sounds a lot like this.
That's it.
106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. That's brand new from The Verb, all the original members.
The Verb is back together.
The Verb doing Love is the Noise. And that was really good, too. I like that from them. And that's truly Cat.
We might need to
now what Kat
pick this up
to
tomorrow.
Might need to edit this.
On her show, she's got to
play. Oh, he's getting right to it.
Buck Brothers or Parka.
Okay.
Those are my bands.
All right. Maybe
Airborne Toxic Event is her band.
There you go.
I played her band, so it's only fair that she plays
a
Rodney band on her show. Kat Corbett. Uh-huh. She literally discovered this band I'm about to play.
They're called
Airborne Toxic Event.
Oh, yeah?
Airborne Toxic Event.
Yes, thank you. He will be here to introduce
Toxic
you.
And Toxic. Both.
Wow. I'll give him credit. He doesn't get boring with the same old name.
Nope.
Changes it every time.
He makes
time.
Fresh mistakes every time he talks.
Maybe there'll be a Coachella next year.
Maybe they will.
Thank you very much.
Kat is next with 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rocking.
Amazing weenie growth. Yay, fiesta.
Yay, fiesta.
Or they, yes.
Yay to you as well.
Yay, fiesta.
Including Foo Fighters, also One Day as a Lion, Rise Against Killers, and more after this on K-Rock.